Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. After clearing the House, the Save America Act is on its way to the Senate. Just one Democrat siding with House Republicans to approve the measure. Requires voter ID to keep non-citizens from casting ballots in federal elections. White House ceremony, President Trump declared the undisputed champion of beautiful, clean coal. Industry reps presenting the president with a trophy engraved with that phrase. The EPA plans to repeal the endangerment finding from the Obama era that provides a foundation for heavy regulation of greenhouse gases.
This will be the largest deregulatory action in American history, and it will save the American people $1.3 trillion in crushing regulation.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, a court challenge from environmentalists is expected. China's carbon dioxide emissions declined oh so slightly last year, although, as the BBC's Justin Rollat explains, it's no huge deal.
This is not a dramatic breakthrough, but it means emissions from the world's manufacturing hub and second largest economy have now been flat or falling for almost 2 years. Carbon Brief's figures show a finely balanced picture. Emissions dropped across major sectors, including transport, power, cement, and metals, but rose in the chemical industry. China also added more coal and gas-fired power capacity last year than in any year for a decade.
With the help of a half dozen Republicans, the House has voted to roll back the president's higher tariffs on Canada. However, even if the Senate agrees, the president could veto the bill. Search for Nancy Guthrie goes on. FBI agents have been fanning out across an Arizona neighborhood not far from her home. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 124 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 51. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Attention investors, this affects you. Silver prices are exploding, with silver exceeding $100 a troy ounce for the first time. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get our free Golden Silver Investment Guide. Plus, you'll also receive a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, when you call now. Here's why it matters. Silver is a high liquidity, tangible, and affordable precious metal investment that serves as an industrial commodity and a store of value. It often outperforms gold during economic upturns. If you have an IRA or 401k, you can act now. Roll over a portion into a tax-advantaged gold and silver IRA backed by physical metals you actually own. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and find out how you can get a tax and penalty-free rollover for a portion of your retirement funds for 2026. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Good start for the most part this morning through the area. We're looking at you live here at both the Harbor Tunnels, and the lanes are open. The roadway conditions are fine. There's a little buildup on the VW Parkway, but just the usual area from Arundel Mills, headed primarily southbound down to Route 32. Had a little melting yesterday, some refreezing overnight, so be prepared. There will be some areas of black ice, especially on some of the side roads as we get underway this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy, chilly, and brisk today with highs in the upper 30s, winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour, making it feel a little colder. Partly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
31 degrees in White Marsh and 31 in Joppatown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. The National Governors Association says its annual bipartisan meeting at the White House will move forward after the reversal of a decision to exclude Democrats. The NGA says all 55 governors of U.S. states and territories are invited to the February 20th event, but President Trump says that's false in a Truth Social post. The president says two governors are not worthy of being there. The president did not invite the governor of Colorado or Wes Moore. Trump called Moore the foul-mouthed governor of Maryland who fraudulently stated that he received military medals, saying he's doing a terrible job on the rebuilding of the Key Bridge and has allowed Baltimore to continue to be a crime disaster. And one of the drivers involved in 2023's deadly Beltway crash that killed six construction workers was caught driving without a license in December. Malachi Brown pleaded guilty to negligent manslaughter in the crash and was released to home detention in 2024 after serving 3 months of its 18-month sentence. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 381, the pick four, 3215. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-337-0607. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-337-0607. 800-337-0607. 800-337-0607.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
6:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. A lot of big news out of Sarasota yesterday and last night for the Orioles. It was breaking late. The Birds making a move, plucking right-hand pitcher Chris Bassitt from the free agent market and bringing him to Baltimore. 1 year, $18.5 million. The 11-year veteran has pitched for four teams in his career, the last three with Toronto, and has double-digit wins in each of his last five seasons. Now, that was the good news. Earlier in the day, Elias delivering a body blow to Oriole fans. News that involved second baseman Jackson Holliday.
A few days ago, February 6th, he was doing live batting practice here in Sarasota. Felt something in his right hand. It's a broken hamate bone. He's getting it removed tomorrow by Dr. Stephen Shin in Los Angeles.
That will cause the 22-year-old to miss opening day and begin the season on the injured list. Holliday's timeline to return will be measured in weeks following the opener per Elias. Coming up in 30 minutes, it turns out Jackson Holliday isn't the only Oriole injured infielder. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland's Thursday, February 12th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program in this hour is Ana Paulina Luna gunning to be the next Speaker of the House. Meanwhile, the House passed the SAVE Act yesterday. Now it's on to the Senate. And also the Uniparty yesterday voted to rebuke President Trump removing his tariffs on Canada. But now that's over to the Senate, where it probably will die. But our top story here today is Governor Moore on his fourth and hopefully last State of the State address. Ran about an hour. And I know everyone wants to know, what was the over-under? What was the over-under on the mentioning of Trump? Well, it was 30. So if he had the over, which was the over-under was 16. So if you had the over, you won the bet. If you had the under, sorry about that. There were actually two mentions. I'm sorry. There were two actual mentions of Trump by name and three pronouns referring to President Trump in the speech yesterday. Three mentions of the president. And there were numerous other mentions about Washington, federal government, federal agents, blah, blah, blah. So the over-under number was 30 actual mentions or indirect or directly of the president. 5 minutes in, with all the things that are plaguing the state of Maryland, 5 minutes in to his State of the State address, Governor Moore had to go there when it comes to redistricting.
Now, a few months ago, I reestablished the Governor's Redistricting Advisory Commission. Because at a time when other states were having a discussion about mid-decade redistricting, I said that Maryland needs to be a part of that conversation. And after months of work, the commission presented its recommendation, and the House of Delegates debated it. They made adjustments, and then they passed the map. Now, I know there is disagreement right now between the House and members of the Senate. So my ask is simple. Do not let the democratic process die in the free state. Debate it, discuss it, make adjustments if necessary, and put it to a vote.
Well, we're starting to hear a little bit of a... some cheers and some boos. We get some cheers and some jeers there on the governor. And the reason for that is, you know, again, there was non-transparent. There were no public meetings. There were only virtual meetings. The chair, Angela Alsobrooks, couldn't be really less interested in the entire affair because we know it was rigged and fixed to begin with. And they claim it was bipartisan because they had one Republican from Cumberland. The mayor of Cumberland, I think, was on that panel. And even he had criticisms of the redistricting governor's advisory commission. So, again, we know that was a complete non-starter yesterday. And then, of course, didn't take long after that when he started going after the Trump administration and federal employees.
Marylanders are seeing firsthand how this White House agenda is making their lives worse. Because just in the past year, the federal government has fired around 25,000 Marylanders who have federal jobs in our state alone. Our neighbors, our friends, our family. It's the biggest federal job cut of any state in the country.
Have you felt any impact of the, in anything you've done because of these, look, I don't want to see anybody lose their jobs, but we are $39 trillion in debt. They're now projecting $23 trillion more by 2035. You have to reduce the overall size of government. It is inefficient. It is bloated. It is way too big. And hopefully these very skilled federal workers will be able to find jobs in the private sector. And we'll get to the jobs report coming up in our MAGA update yesterday. It went through the moon. Okay, over the moon yesterday for private sector jobs created. So he's bemoaning the fact, and that's where the power base for the Democrats lies here in the state of Maryland is with the federal employee. 6:13, time for WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We're in Annapolis, and we're looking at you live right here at Sandy Point. All is well. Three lanes westbound on the main span, two east, and no issues right now. We're clear. Now we're over at the Severn River Bridge, and we continue with a good ride from there. Most of the traffic early in the area is westbound, so we're fine towards I-97. There is a wreck north of Annapolis on Generals Highway up around, I think it's Dunton Way is the cross street there, but the local traffic's not going to be a big deal. Just got word that crews are working to remove some snow from the ramp at Route 175 and the ramp at the BW Parkway, so at least temporarily, they won't be there long, but they're working there right now, and we'll give you the all clear when they leave the scene. Beltway locally looks good, very quiet early on the JFX from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. Partly cloudy, upper 30s today, so not quite as warm as yesterday. It'll feel chillier with the wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour. That wind was a little chilly yesterday as well. Overnight temperatures in the low 20s. Tomorrow sunny and 40. Saturday we reach 50. And Sunday, we're expecting some rain. There you have it. Right now, 30 and clear in Annapolis, 27 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Attorney General Pam Bondi's testimony in the House on Wednesday was a heated affair. In fact, the hearing turned into a screaming match. So loud that it woke up Jerry Nadler. You see that son of a gun fell asleep at 9 o'clock in the morning. He was out like a light. One of his aides had to awaken him. Airspace above El Paso, Texas was shut down after the military shot down a party balloon that was mistaken for a Mexican drug cartel balloon. The military became aware that it was a party balloon after it exploded and all the candy fell out. You know? The general said, we're not going to have any of those Biden CCP spy balloons crossing our country again.
Not anymore.
We're just going to shoot and ask questions later. 6-year-old Girl Scout from Pittsburgh has broken the record by selling more than 75,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Sure, she got no help from her parents. You know, rather unique selling strategy. She set up shop right outside of cannabis dispensaries.
Hand in hand.
Yeah.
Better get her up in the sales department.
Exactly. Hire her immediately.
Bring her in.
Elon Musk says he wants to build factories on the moon that will build AI satellites and a giant catapult that will fling them into space.
Oh.
He's already testing it out.
I want that here.
That's right.
Some of our people in that.
He's already testing it on Rosie, Whoopi, and Joy.
Maybe they can make big moon pies while they're up there.
Numbers are in. Last Sunday's Super Bowl did not break any viewership records. The only thing the Super Bowl broke, it was the hearts of the Patriots fans. In the eyes of anybody who watched the Bad Bunny.
The Bad Bunny.
Still getting a... I think we saw some of the translation of the lyrics on that. That was nasty.
I saw them.
Yeah. James Van Der Beek, best known for starring in Dawson's Creek on television and the movie Varsity Blues, has passed away. He lost his battle with cancer yesterday. He was only 48. Are you a Dawson's Creek fan, Maggie?
No, my daughter is.
Oh, okay. All right.
Was.
Ran from 1998 to 2003. It was one of Warner Brothers' earliest, most significant successes. It was the flagship for the network, helped to define its brand. They went on to Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Seventh Heaven. Was another one of the big shows. Happy birthday. I'm going to give you one hint. This is the captain of Yacht Rock. I want to play this song. He was the lead singer of a group called the Del Rays back in the day. And see if you can recognize who this singer is.
Coming to me, but it'll tonight, at 11 o'clock.
The voice sounds familiar.
Yes, it does.
Well, he's known as the captain of Yacht Rock. He helped write songs with Kenny Loggins. He wrote a bunch of stuff. He also, this is going to give it away, but he did perform with Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers.
No idea.
It's not.
It's
Brian Wilson.
Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald. Why do I think of Brian?
Michael McDonald.
Brian, that's way off. That's a beach
boy. He used to perform as Mike McDonald, and then, of course, he changed it over the years. But Michael McDonald is 74, so today. So happy birthday to Michael McDonald.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's been around a long time.
Actually, I thought he was older, to be quite honest, but... Now,
he's
hey.
Very talented guy.
Yeah.
He's written with a lot of people.
So much backup and so much combo thing, you know.
Yeah, he's on a lot of songs. People don't realize how many songs he's singing backup vocals on. And yeah,
he's stuff with Quincy Jones.
He does. You know, he works with just about everybody. He wrote that, I can't remember the name of the song now. Carly Simon made it a hit. Oh, I can't.
Not You're So Vain.
Not You're So Vain. It'll come to me later.
You're so vain, Mr. Casey.
Thank you very much.
You're
appreciate
both so
that.
Vain.
You know, he is vain
you
number one.
You probably think that song is about you.
It is about him. He's a weather vane, is what he is. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You,
it is 6:19, 19 minutes after the hour, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You know what I did not hear at all in the governor's State of the State address yesterday? I didn't hear, he talked about the economy a little bit, but only as it pertained to AI. There wasn't anything about how they're going to make the state more hospitable or a friendly environment for businesses. He didn't even mention how he was going to make Maryland more affordable for retirees. There was a mention of taxes and fees, but only that he wasn't going to raise them this year. There was a complete ignoring of what he did the previous year. So this was sort of like a presidential audition. This really wasn't a State of the State address. This was him wanting to send a message to the people out there thinking and wanting to raise money for him and thinking about him running in 2028, that he's their guy. That's my overall impression. All right, we'll hear more from Governor Moore coming up in just a second. Don't forget Town Appliance, right off Rexhurstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs, whether it's a single appliance or whether it's an entire kitchen upgrade. Mayor and Mayor, two guys that run Town Appliance. They have over 70 different brands on display. You got to see their showroom. You can go shop if you want. The big box store, shop online. And then take your model, take your price in, and they have five-star service, competitive pricing, and they do indeed want you as a customer for life. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Six 22, 22 minutes after the hour. You're listening to KC and Company. 410 WCBM 680 is our number. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. I don't know if you get a chance to hear it yesterday or see it or go back and look at it online. That's why, we sat through the entire hour and, took out some highlights and lowlights, if you will, for you. You'll get to more of those in just a second. But again, I didn't walk away from that inspired, nor was I have any idea that Maryland is going to be moving forward as a place for businesses to prosper, for retirees to be able to live out their lives here in the state of Maryland. And he talked about affordability in this whole thing, and there is, I don't know what, if anything, you can do to make anything affordable. Besides repeal the taxes and the fee increases. We'll get to those in just a moment. It's 6:23. Traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, now with the update, we have Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a report there may be a minor wreck. Haven't seen it yet. Northbound 95 in Prince George's County. The initial report said up near the ramps at 198. Well, I looked up around 216. I went back down and checked a little further down towards Powder Mill Road. Have not seen any impact there, but it appears that right after Powder Mill Road going up to 198, that they might be slowing just a bit. So it could be in that area. We'll get some more information from the state police. But if you're coming north from the Capitol Beltway, you're working your way up to Route 216. Heads up for that. Again, a reminder, they had a report of snow removal on the ramp at Route 175 at the BW Parkway in Anne Arundel County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It partly cloudy today. Highs in the upper 30s. It's going to feel chillier like it did yesterday because of the wind. Gusting up to 20 miles per hour tonight. Back down to the low 20s. And things warm up starting tomorrow through the weekend. Right now, clear 26 in Reisterstown, and it is 31 in Ocean City. 624, you're listening to Casey and Company. We're getting your reaction to the governor and his State of the State address, where obviously his priority was the redistricting, and he called out Senate President Bill Ferguson yesterday by name, saying we've had some disagreements on this. I mean, he did give him some accolades at the beginning. He set him up for the fall and then said that they want to vote on his redistricting bill, which had passed over in the House. And the big question is whether or not it'll ever, whether it'll be tabled in the Senate or whether it actually will get to a floor vote in the Senate. And I think there's one Senator, Arthur Ellis of Charles County, who was boycotting the proceedings until, yeah, that'll really teach Bill Ferguson. Now, if every single Democrat would boycott the proceedings, then it might be something. I'd like to see the whole thing shut down because I think the best general insane asylum is no general insane asylum and no bills. Kind of out of this crackpot assembly. All right, so speaking of crackpots, Governor Moore saying there would be, and then I want you to remember that it is a constitutional requirement in the state of Maryland to balance the budget. But he acts like he's done this great thing this year by proposing a balanced budget.
For the fourth year in a row, we are going to prove that we can do more with less. So once again, I've introduced a balanced budget with a general fund that is smaller than the previous year, and in a moment when prices are going up on everything, our proposed budget does not raise taxes or fees on the people of this state.
Yeah, but it certainly did last year. And the only reason why they didn't do it this year, because it is an election year. Come on. I mean, you know, I think Marylanders are smarter than that. I think that's gaslighting Marylanders sitting there saying, the fourth year in a row, I have... Well, we know this. We know you have to, under the state constitution, propose a balanced budget. And it's required. Now, how you do it is the key. Last year, you did it on the backs of Marylanders. $1.67 billion in new taxes and new fees, the permits... the vehicle registrations. I mean, we have the whole... By the way, you want to see the whole list? It's there at WCBM.com on our Save Our State petition. We're sending out an SOS to all Marylanders to awaken. Enough is enough. Get out there, voter, register to vote, and you can go to WCBM.com and sign the petition. All we're asking for is your name and your email, which we will not market, we will not sell, we will keep private. And we just do it to validate that the email is accurate and it's a good email, because we don't want people accusing us of padding the petition, if you will. It's not a legal petition. We're not getting anything on a ballot or anything. It's a message. It's an SOS, and right now we're sending out a message. We need to save our state from the likes of this governor. I also want to share his biggest concern, what he thinks the biggest concern is for Marylanders here in the state of Maryland.
We know the biggest concern for Maryland is rising costs. Since this time last year, energy prices are now up 13%. The price of beef is up 19%. The price of fertilizer is up 15%. And I just want to be clear, that's not in Maryland. That's nationwide. Those are the numbers across the country. Now, we can't control federal tariff policy, but we will work together to contain prices where we can, to grow our economy because we must, and build new pathways to work and wages and wealth. So as prices go up, we know that this should not be a generational catastrophe for our people. Last year, we worked together to provide $200 million in direct energy rebates to help Marylanders who were struggling. And this year, I've introduced legislation to build on that foundation with an additional $100 million in energy rebates. That's one. That is $100 million that's going directly back into the pockets of hardworking Marylanders who need it now.
Because you took it out of our pockets.
Exactly.
You took it out of our pockets with the Empower Maryland charge, and you take it right out of our pockets of the increased BGE rates and taxes, $300 million in the last 2 years, and then you in one, the left hand takes from our pockets, the right hand gives and puts it back in the other pocket. This is a total scheme and a scam run by the governor of the state of Maryland. So he acts as if he's doing us this big favor when all along, Our electric rates and our gas distribution rates are skyrocketing. Nobody can afford this nonsense. And he has the gall to get up there yesterday and say, oh, I'm giving you $300 million back. $40 twice a year, and that's going to be your big rate. So $120 when you probably have taken double, triple, or maybe quadruple that from Maryland ratepayers. All right, there's more. Stay with us here at 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines once again. Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Former Annapolis Mayor Gavin Buckley is planning to run for a seat on the Anne Arundel County Council. Buckley will be running in District 6, which includes Annapolis, the U.S. Naval Academy, and areas bounded by the Severn River, South River, and Chesapeake Bay. Buckley tells the Capital Gazette he's been a part of a great team and feels like there's still more he can do and more he can give. The current District 6 council member announced last year that she would not be running for re-election this year. Buckley is expected to face fellow Democrat Joe Tulin in the primary. And two women arrested for stealing items from a Carroll County CVS are allegedly part of an organized retail theft ring. Hampstead police say, in addition to the CVS, the women allegedly stole items from several Walgreens and Dollar General stores, focusing on cosmetic and beauty-related merchandise. Local police and law enforcement from other jurisdictions believe the same suspects are responsible for multiple thefts, and their investigation led to homes in West Baltimore. Several people have been arrested as part of the theft ring, including the Carroll County suspects. Police recovered more than 800 stolen items worth around $16,000. Or also says phase one. The city, by the way, is done with the snow emergency plan. And a Baltimore man has been sentenced to 8 years in federal prison on drug trafficking charges. Marvin Miller pleaded guilty to possession and conspiracy to distribute cocaine. He was arrested in 2023 after the DEA began an investigation and conducted surveillance on a suspected stash house in Baltimore. After finding cocaine in Miller's car during a traffic stop, law enforcement carried out a search warrant at the alleged stash house and found more than 100 kilos of cocaine and nearly $672,000 stored in suitcases. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels still running okay with 895 now, getting some brake lights right here at O'Donnell Street. And then the traffic is going into the tunnel with all the lanes open. There had been a minor incident on the right shoulder on 95 southbound underneath the Eastern Avenue Bridge. It looks like now the police car has cleared that area and we're back to normal through there. Beltway starts to fill in now. So on the west side, watch for the brake lights anywhere from 795 as you're moving down towards Frederick Road. And again, they're still looking for this accident. I see some brake lights northbound I-95 in Prince George's County, north of Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy, chilly, and brisk today with highs in the upper 30s, winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour, making it feel a little colder. Partly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Injury news hitting Baltimore baseball fans hard this morning, no pun intended. Second baseman Jackson Holliday with a broken hammock bone in his hand. GM Mike Elias delivering the news yesterday.
So it's a pretty common baseball injury, for a very long time. Happens to hitters a lot, and it's nothing concerning long term, but he's going to miss some time, won't be ready for opening day, and hopefully his return is measured in weeks after that.
And it turns out Holliday isn't the only unhealthy Oriole infielder. Elias revealing yesterday third baseman Jordan Westberg has been suffering from an oblique injury for about 3 weeks. The ailment is expected to curtail his Grapefruit League participation, but not his availability for opening day. Westberg, 26 years old, has struggled with injuries over the past couple of seasons, last year limiting him to just 85 games. Meanwhile, Elias delivering on another front last night.
We're staying plugged in with both the trade and free agent markets.
The option turns out to be right-hander Chris Bassett. For a 1 year and $18.5 million, Bassett brings postseason experience to the rotation, having just completed a 3-year, $63 million deal with the Jays. He's durable, turns 37 in 10 days, has made at least 27 starts and pitched at least 157 and a third innings in each of his past 5 seasons, and only once in the last 8 seasons has he posted an ERA above 4. To football, while we go, the Ravens continue filling out their coaching staff, reportedly making 2 hires yesterday. Kerry Colbert is expected to be hired as wide receivers coach. This according to CBS Sports' Matt Zenitz, who's a Pikesville native, by the way. Colbert has been the Denver Broncos wide receivers coach for the past 3 seasons and spent 2 of those years working with offensive coordinator Declan Doyle. The Ravens also reportedly hiring Ben Kotwicka as a senior special teams assistant coach. This according to Jeff Zrebeck of The Athletic. The 51-year-old ended the 2025 season as interim special teams coach for the Rams and has been the special teams coordinator for 11 years with the Jets, Redskins, Falcons, and Broncos. Medal count at the Winter Olympics in Milan Cortina continues to rise for the U.S., picking up 8 total yesterday for a count of 12, behind only Norway and Italy with 13. Today, Chloe Kim goes for snowboarding history, a chance for her 3rd straight Olympic gold, and the U.S. men's hockey team opens with Latvia at 3:10 this afternoon, looking for their first gold medal since, you guessed it, back in 1980. The time now is 6:37. When we return, why does this feel like deja vu all over again?
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
I'm not sure that the Chris Bassett acquisition can overshadow the injury to Jackson Holliday. That's really a body blow for Oriole fans, no doubt.
Yeah, here we go. Deja vu. All over again, as Yogi used to say.
Exactly.
And it's you just want now. There's time to heal, obviously. This is the beginning of the season.
But it's tricky, though, because it's a hammock bone in the hand. Obviously, hitters need that. And, he's going to be out for weeks.
Did he get hit on the hand by the ball?
Elias didn't say. So I don't know. It happened. Holliday's been down there for weeks. You know, training camp just opened, or spring training just opened yesterday.
Right.
But he's been down there for weeks, and it happened like 3 weeks ago, basically. So, I'm sorry. That's not correct. It didn't happen 3 weeks ago. It happened a few days ago.
Okay.
Westberg's injury happened 3 weeks ago, the oblique strain.
Right.
But you remember Gunnar Henderson, this happened to him, basically.
Yeah.
He had a ribcage, intercostal muscle, which,
right,
you know, delayed him. So, yeah. So, like you say, deja vu all over again. The Bassett signing, I think, is a good one. Late wasn't obviously the number one choice for anybody, but he's durable, so I think he's going to bring some solidity to the rotation, and now it's a question of, is the fifth starter either Eflin or Kramer?
Right.
You know, they may do something there. They may package a Mountcastle and a Kramer to sell. I don't know. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
Right.
But it's crazy how one day can change an Oriole fan's outlook.
Yeah.
So much hope before yesterday, and now all of a
sudden holiday.
I don't know if Bassett really does that, but you know.
No, I'm talking about the injury to Holiday.
Yeah, you're right. All right, thanks, Gary. Yep. Thanks for the update. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, he finally did it in the House yesterday. The U.S. House of Representatives voted last night to once again pass the Save America Act, which will require proof of citizenship and voter ID to vote in federal elections. The final vote was 218 to 213. Only one Democrat in the entire country thought it was wise to be able to use a voter ID. That was Henry Cuellar out of Texas. He voted in favor. It is not expected to pass in the U.S. Senate due to the filibuster's 60-vote threshold. Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, who I think should make a run at Speaker one day, recently signaled that Senate leadership is moving toward nuking the so-called zombie filibuster, and instead use the standing filibuster to send the legislation to President Trump's desk. Now, under a standing filibuster, we talked about it yesterday, senators who want to delay a bill must actually stand and speak and debate until the debate ends. Once the debate ends, then you only need 50 votes for passage. So, again, make the Democrats work hard for it. I don't know what's wrong with Leader Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, recently dumped cold water on the idea, saying there aren't anywhere close to the votes that he needs. According to Senator Mike Lee, only 44 GOP senators have agreed to co-sponsor and vote in favor of the bill. Notably, the leader, John Thune, is not on board with the SAVE Act. So, President Trump, you got some work to do on Leader Thune, and here is Ana Paulina Luna's reaction to what Thune is doing, or in this case, not doing.
I think that it's very disturbing that he is not listening to not just what the Republican voting base wants, but America in general. This act, voter ID, is one of the biggest bipartisan issues, I think, from banning insider trading that we've seen in a while, and yet you have both John Thune and Chuck Schumer agreeing on this issue that they don't want to put it on the floor, which is very odd. I think that if you're going to depend on President Trump's coattails to get elected to office, if you are going to say that you're a Republican, and then if you are going to turn around and complain that I'm bullying you in the House for wanting to pass the SAVE Act, which is common sense legislation, very low-hanging fruit and the right thing to do, then maybe you should consider getting a different job.
Yeah, maybe. But again, he is a rhino. He is a part of the Uniparty. He plays along with Trump when he has to. But on the really crucial stuff, like when it comes to codifying legislation, when it comes time to America First, the MAGA agenda, Lou Thune drags his feet. So here's his phone number if you would like to remind him about the priorities of America. If you want to grab a pen, piece of paper, jot this down. And I would politely call today and remind Leader Thune that you would like to see the standing filibuster used in order to pass the SAVE Act, which if we don't have integrity in our elections, you might as well forget it. Remember, millions of illegal aliens poured into this country, and you're going to hear later on in the show, Governor Moore talks about something called Citizenship Maryland, which I think is a scheme to register illegal immigrants to vote in this state. And there are 150,000, at least, at minimum. So here's Leader Thune's number, and it's a D.C. number, area code 202-224-2321. And this is Senator John Thune. He's the Senate Majority Leader. Area code 202-224-2321. And we'll repeat that several times during the course of the show so that you'll have that. And just politely say, we'd like you to use the standing filibuster in order to pass the SAVE Act. So Ana Paulina Luna is providing some leadership. Yeah, you know, some of the women in Congress actually are better leaders than most of the men. I've come to see that now for a long, long time. The House voted to terminate President Trump's tariffs on Canada. Six Uniparty. I'm not even calling them rhinos anymore, because rhinos, they wear it like a badge of honor. But I think they're Uniparty members. They represent the establishment in both parties. So they voted 219 to 211 to terminate President Trump's tariffs on Canada. Six Republicans, Thomas Massey, who was pretty much a Democrat in Republican clothing, Don Bacon, Brian Fitzpatrick, Jeff Hurd, Kevin Kiley, and Dan Newhouse all joined the Democrats, Uniparty members, trying to kill President Trump's tariffs on Canada. That will not fly in the Senate, thank goodness. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We're heading over to the Old Harbor Tunnels. A report of a broken down vehicle on 895 southbound
at O'Donnell Street. Looks like, I think here, it looks like to me it's northbound. Yeah, it looks like northbound to me, coming up from the Old Harbor Tunnel on the northbound side. So check on that, but that's what it looks like to me for that side of the roadway. And yes, they are confirming now it is northbound at O'Donnell Street. Broken down vehicle there. So if you're coming north out of the tunnel and you're going up towards Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street, the service truck is there. The southbound side can see it, so they're backing up a little bit. We'll back up now towards the Eastern Avenue ramp. Really nothing out of the ordinary on the Beltway, but the west side now has filled in from 795 to Frederick Road. A little more activity there on the wreck. Northbound I-95 coming up between Powder Mill Road and 198 in Prince George's County. The service road off to the right is taking a little bit more of a hit there. So watch it there on the right side if you're traveling north on 95 and coming up from the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today. Upper 30s going to feel chillier because of the wind chill. Low 20s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 40. Saturday, up to near 50, and then rain on Sunday. Clear in 27 in Parkville, 28 in Baltimore City. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of
Bob Johnson.
There you go again.
The Gipper. All right, fans have clamored for gluten-free variety of Cheez-Its for years. The wait is finally over. For the first time ever, Cheez-It original gluten-free crackers have finally arrived. So there's the Cheez-It Ultimate Snack Mix, the Cheez-It Crunch, the Cheez-It Snapped Honey Barbecue.
Whoa!
And the Cheez-It Grooves Loaded Nachos. I'd like to try those.
They used to live next door to me, the Loaded Nachos.
The Loaded Nachos, that's right.
Yes.
One was Nacho Mama.
Yes. We down Fells Point.
That's right.
Nacho Mamas.
American Airlines is marking its upcoming 100th anniversary with a nostalgic nod to its past. They're doing a retro food trend. They're offering menu items inspired by the Roaring Twenties. Beginning this week, travelers will be able to pre-order special dishes with menus appearing on select flights starting in March. Dishes like beef Wellington and prawn cocktail.
Wow.
Yeah. Prawn. Okay.
All right. Big shrimp.
Yeah. Big shrimp.
Big shrimp.
Go to a prawn shop.
It's like jumbo shrimp. Oxymoron.
I'm going to prawn something off.
No. But, yeah. So that.
Wait a minute. Did you say they were on flights?
Yes.
And what kind of flights? Short flights? Long flights?
It says on select flights. So yeah, I would imagine that would be a longer flight.
Well, yeah. They usually get peanuts. Bottom.
Well, remember years ago, they used to have a dinner or lunch they would give you.
They would get an actual full meal.
Now you get, on Southwest, you get a beverage and a snack, like pretzels or peanuts or something.
Yeah. Well, you can get loaded on the flight still if you want.
You can, but you got to pay for that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
just think when all that hits, it gives new meaning to the word Singapore Sling.
Oh, man.
That is true. And I don't know why they're doing it. Has anybody ever seen the pies at Ace Hardware?
Pies?
Yes, they're selling pies at Ace Hardware.
I've never seen an Ace Hardware pie.
These are frozen pies, and they apparently, for the people who have tasted them, aren't as bad as one might assume a hardware store pie could be. In fact, there was a big taste test on TikTok just the other day, and people were kind of mildly surprised that the pies were that good. So, check them out.
I'm going to have to go to Ace Hardware for pie.
Yeah, they're frozen. They're not fresh pies.
Well, but still.
But they are frozen pies. Normally, you'd see, like, you know, a jar of beef jerky or something on the counter at Ace Hardware or something like that. Maybe some snacks.
Manly snacks, of course.
But pies?
Manly.
Yeah.
Manly pie.
Manly, yes, but I like it, too.
It's your little leprechaun.
Little Irish Spring reference there.
You could use some.
I could. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, that's the second shot now. See, the vein shot.
How's it
from
feel
it?
To be burned?
You know, it comes with the territory. What are you, whining over there? Want some cheese on that wine?
Yeah.
I'm having a party.
I have a reason to.
I'm having a wine and cheese party in the studio.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Right. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company. What do you think about Anna Paulina Luna as a potential speaker of the House? I mean, Mike Johnson is sort of like vanilla, isn't he? just kind of shortbread. And you hate to go through this whole thing again. And I will say that he's been able to marshal his forces to get some of the president's agenda in with the one big beautiful bill. But we need so much more. We need to have every single one of his executive orders. Now, yesterday I said the president had not made English the official language. There is an executive, and thanks to Scott for reminding me of this, there's an executive order the president signed last year that does designate English as the official language of the United States, but it's meaningless. It's window dressing. It's symbolic. So what Speaker Johnson could have done, just, you know, again, one Democrat, that would be a fascinating exercise, wouldn't it? Is watch the Democrats squirm. Gee, what happens if I make English official? Do I lose the vote, the Latino vote? Do I lose the... I mean, I would think it would be a great exercise for Speaker Johnson. Start getting this stuff done. Instead, you know how many vacation days they've taken in the House this year? We need people down there that are going to be working to codify President Trump's agenda.
Why do Democrats get more done when they have, like, zero power than Republicans when we have all three branches? And this is such a short, golden window of time while we have Trump. I don't know why, like you said, Trump has laid it all out. He had all those executive orders starting from the day after the, you know, the day of the inauguration. He couldn't wait to get into the Oval Office and start working any of that whole stack. What, that's, there's your blueprint. Now make, turn it into law. Because you're right, it's meaningless. The next president will just come in and reverse all of them. So it should be the easiest job. Trump has been, just follow Trump. Just do, you know, he's blazed the path. Just do what you're supposed to do. Do what the American people voted for. And they're just sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah.
I do not, and that was where MTG started getting upset, which I understood her initial, you know, she was upset with the Republicans in Congress not doing anything and blowing this opportunity.
The other thing I think, when you look at it, I think that he is, not only is Speaker Johnson dragging his feet on codifying the legislation, you have, what, 40 members of the Republican Party that are retiring in the House? And I begin to wonder, is there something more to this? Is this an attempt to hand the House over to the Democrats to impeach President Trump, to stop? Yeah. Because they want to, they, look, the GOPE, the establishment, they want him gone. They want him gone. They want to kill MAGA, the America First agenda. And the best way to do that is actually to hand the House directly over to the Democrats. I think many of these Republicans that either retired or quit are all part of this scheme. So
I guess the question is, does Trump see that or not? I know Trump is smart. I know sometimes you keep your enemies, you know, closer. But I don't know. He seems to like Thune and Johnson, and they get a lot of accolades from him.
Well, also,
I don't get it.
That also might be why he's endorsing Salazar and Gutierrez in Florida, who are basically establishment Republicans. That Salazar has introduced a bill giving amnesty for everybody in the country. And so why would you endorse her in Florida and Gutierrez, who's just as bad, when you could recruit and have America First MAGA-type candidates? I mean, I
don't know.
Maybe,
and I love Trump, and I know sometimes he does play 5D chess, but it's
maybe it's the numbers. He's afraid of the numbers now. He needs reinforcements.
Just,
It's less than 9 months to the midterms, folks. Get your reaction to it as well. It's 6:52. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
6:53, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Once again with the update now, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the broken down vehicle cleared from 895 northbound around O'Donnell Street. It was in the left-hand lane. Was there long enough to back us up northbound for the traffic coming out of the Old Harbor Tunnel? That's recovering now, and it'd probably take about 7 or 8 minutes or so, and that should be gone and back to normal. The southbound side on 895 is now backed up to right around the Urban Avenue ramp. That's the usual delay coming through there. 95, it looks like the wreck that was northbound between 216 and 198 may be gone. I'm looking at some slowing here southbound on 95 after the ramp at Route 32. So they may have been looking at it in that same area. A little bit of a backup now as you're moving south on 95 at the ramp at Route 32. And more of a stop and go right now through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEB.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, upper 30s today, wind chill, they can feel like the 20s. Overnight, temperatures in the low 20s, and then for Friday, sunny and 40, Saturday, 50, and Sunday, rain is a-coming. Right now, clear 29 in Stevensville, and it's 28 in Middle River. The next story, it may or may not shock you, but it's one that I think that, and it's not getting a lot of media attention. I did pick it up from my folks at WorldNet Daily yesterday. And as you've known, if you listen to this program for years, I believe all property taxes should be abolished, should be eliminated. Because if the key to a constitutional republic, to a free and functioning democracy, is home ownership and the ability to travel freely. They don't have that in communist countries. And so, and we don't have it either, because if you don't pay your property tax, even though you've purchased your home, you own your home, they can take it from you. They can take your home. And even if you don't have to pay your property tax, or even if there's a mistake that's been made, they still can come after you. Listen to the story. This is a family in Isabella County, Michigan. Their home was confiscated by officials there and auctioned off for a tax bill that was not due. And now the Supreme Court is being asked to step in. The Pacific Legal Foundation is representing the Pung family. And this should shock the country. What's happened to the Pung family could happen to you, me, or anybody else. The family did nothing wrong. They paid their property taxes on their three-bedroom suburban home in Union Township, Michigan, where Scott Pung lived with his wife and children. The county came in and seized it, auctioned it off for a fraction of its worth, because the county was trying to collect a $1,600 school tax, even though the family was exempt from that obligation. Here's what happened. 1994, Scott Pung applied for and received an exemption to a small supplemental school tax. Tragically, Scott died in 2004, leaving behind his wife and children. Several years later, the local tax grabber argued that Scott's widow, who by then had also died unexpectedly, should have resubmitted paperwork for the school tax exemption. The tax grabber was wrong. State law said the exemption continues as long as family members continue to live in the home. Scott's son still lived there. No further paperwork was necessary, according to the Pacific Legal Foundation. However, there was another problem. But being wrong doesn't always deter government officials, bureaucrats, the faceless goons of the state from exerting their power. Based on her misreading of the law, the tax grabber retroactively denied the exemption for several previous years. Mike Pung, Scott's uncle, and the administrator of the estate objected. First, he tried to reason with the tax grabber. Good luck with that. And that didn't mean anything. So what we now find out is, despite the court ruling that the Pungs were within their right, the county confiscated the property, sold the home valued at $200,000 for only $76,000, and kept all of it. The Pungs' first action pointed out the Supreme Court has banned such windfall gains from governments, but even so, the county returned only about $73,000 of the home valued at $200,000. So you have the Eighth Amendment here, prohibits excessive fines, and you have other amendments in other parts of the Constitution. But this is all because of the insidious evil entity called property tax. Now somebody said, well, Sean, how are we going to pay for schools? How are we going to pay for clearing our roads? Well, you pay for a usage tax. You know, you get billed separately by the county, X amount for schools, X amount for trash and recycling, and X amount for plowing the roads. That's all. But you don't attach the home to it, something that you've worked hard your entire life for, and it's your family. It's the building block. It's the foundational structure of the United States of America, and we have these tax grabbers and these communists that want to take your home if you don't pay your property tax. Now, I'm not saying don't pay them. I think everybody should pay their taxes, because especially if you're getting services. But let's stop. Let's detach the home from the whole thing. Find another way. If we can have guys that fire their own rockets privately, up Elon Musk, and put men on the moon and do all the things that we've been able to do, if we can invent AI and the silicon chips, and everything, we have incredible innovation and ingenuity in the United States. You mean to tell me we can't come up with an alternative to the property tax, which takes your home no matter what? That has got to stop. That has to end. I would hope he's got a lot on his plate. Maybe President Trump can look at that as well. Because remember, no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security or the Social Security deduction, no tax on overtime. How about we get rid of property taxes once and for all? Because for a lot of people, they are a major problem. All right, coming up next, we take a look at more of Governor Moore's State of the State address. And we have trans terror striking again, this time in Canada, where there's a cover-up there. And we'll ask the question, why would we give mentally ill people drugs that would change their, or think they could change their gender? Not a good idea. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A fiery Attorney General Pam Bondi clashing with Democrat lawmakers during a contentious hearing on Capitol Hill the other day at issue her handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case. Bondi says that while the Biden administration sat on the Epstein files for 4 long years, the Trump Justice Department has released millions of pages of documents so far.
You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it.
A combative Bondi slung insults as she faced questions about the Justice Department's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files.
This guy has Trump derangement syndrome. He needs to get, you're a failed politician.
Bondi vigorously defended her department, but repeatedly refused to directly answer questions.
As Attorney General, you're siding with the perpetrators, and you're ignoring the victims.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Though every single House Democrat except for one voted against it, the Save America Act has cleared the House, now on its way to the Senate. A Republican-backed bill would require voter ID to prevent non-citizens from casting ballots in federal elections. A Ukrainian athlete has been disqualified from competition in the Winter Olympics in Italy. It's because his helmet included images of Ukrainian athletes killed in the Russian invasion. And overnight, Russian drone and missile attacks hit Kiev and other Ukrainian cities as the long war drags on. Reports of injuries, damaged homes, major heating outages in the Ukrainian capital. The hunt for Nancy Guthrie, abducted from her Tucson home, is now in its 12th day. Investigators analyzing a black glove. It was found about a mile and a half from the Guthrie home. They're trying to figure out whether it was worn by a kidnapper. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 152 points. NASDAQ futures 68 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
So far, it's been the normal delay in and around the Beltway. The Parkville side filling in very quickly now at Hartford Road. And then on the inner loop at Green Spring, not too bad. That will fill in about the next 20 minutes or so. The west side is already solid. The usual area, 795. down the hill to Frederick Road, and then much better towards 95. Both the tunnels are open southbound. 895 is backed up around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 95 is beginning to slow just a bit after O'Donnell Street. 895 northbound completely recovered from a broken down vehicle that had been in the left-hand lane near the O'Donnell Street ramp. Definitely back to normal there. One new minor accident on the west side in the county about 20 minutes ago at Liberty Road at Rolling Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy, chilly, and brisk today with highs in the upper 30s, winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour, making it feel a little colder. Partly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
31 degrees in Parkville and 30 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An Amazon driver helped an 84-year-old woman escape from a house fire in Harford County on Wednesday. The woman was alone in the home on Creekview Court and Street when she saw a fire on the porch and opened the back door to let her two cats escape. At around that time, an Amazon driver saw the fire and called 911. The driver saw the woman trying to exit through a sliding glass door and helped her out of the house. A dog escaped as well. The fire started when the woman put a bucket of ashes from a wood stove on the porch to cool, and it ignited. BGE, Delmarva Power, and Pepco are commending Governor Moore for outlining his all-in energy strategy during his State of the State address on Wednesday. The utilities say the commitment to doubling down on solar, wind, and battery storage, along with the need for dispatchable natural gas and nuclear generation, reflects the balanced approach required to meet the growing demand for energy. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 381, the pick 4, 3215. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing, must visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through March 22nd, switch to Comcast Business and get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. A whirlwind day of one of spring training yesterday for the Orioles. Mike Elias at the mic in the morning, delivering the news on Jackson Holliday.
A few days ago, February 6th, he was doing live batting practice here in Sarasota. Felt something in his right hand. It's a broken hamate bone. He's getting it removed tomorrow by Dr. Stephen Shin in Los Angeles.
Holliday put on the IL will miss opening day, while players often return in under 2 months from this type of injury. It can take several additional months for them to regain full swing power due to lingering effects on grip strength. Then last night, the news breaking that the Birds have signed free agent pitcher Chris Bassitt to a one-year deal, $18.5 million. Bassitt is durable, has made at least 27 starts in each of his last 5 seasons, right now slotted in behind Bradish, Rogers, and Boz in the starting rotation, meaning Eflin and Kramer, for the moment, are behind Bassitt, and one of the two won't make the starting five. Meanwhile, in College Park last night, is there some late-season hope, perhaps, for Maryland basketball?
Adams on the baseline. That one does count. Darius Adams is coming to life.
Brandon Gordon had the call on FS1. Sweet move by Darius Adams to the basket, but Andre Mills was the star. 24 points, played all 40 minutes. Maryland 77-70 over the Hawkeyes, the Terps' second Big Ten win in a row. Coming up in 30 minutes, an American speed skater's quest for gold. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros?
being Maryland's oldest and best. They're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are the numbers that you can reach us at. AM680WCBM.com. The email, just like James. Good morning, all. Kristen, the belated welcome back. You were missed. So, good. So, his question, has Malachi Brown been returned to jail for driving on a suspended license, or was he arrested and charged and is waiting another trial? We'll get you caught up to date on that here shortly. And Bob says, Florida is voting this year to abolish property taxes. Another great reason to move and relocate to Florida, getting rid of the property taxes. Coming up in this hour, we took Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, versus the bully Democrats yesterday. Trans terror striking again, this time in Canada, where the RCMP and Canadian officials are in full cover mode for a mentally ill biological male who was transitioning to be a female and shot up the school. Just a horrific story. Top story again, Governor Moore, State of the State address yesterday. In fact, Marty already caught him in one prevarication where he said there will be no, he balanced the budget this year. That's, you know, your job. That's the requirement. But without doing it with any taxes or fee increases. Well, there is a bill. It hasn't passed yet. There is a bill that would impose an 11% excise tax on ammunition in the general insane asylum right now. So if that gets passed and becomes part of the budget, then his statement that there would be no tax or fee increases would be a prevarication, obviously. All right, let's pick it up where we left off. Of course, Governor Moore is crowing about the fact that he and Mayor B.S. of Baltimore are single-handedly responsible for the end of violence, or the reduction, I should say, of violence in Baltimore City and in Maryland.
We launched the Enough Initiative so we can work hand-in-hand with community schools and surge funding to neighborhoods most affected by intergenerational poverty, because here is the fact. You cannot address violent crime if you aren't addressing the failed conditions in the communities where the violence is living at.
And, Mr. Governor, who's responsible for those failed conditions in the communities in which they're living? Wait, I'll wait for the answer. It is the Democrat Party that has run Baltimore City into the ground. It is the Democrat Party and its one-party domination that is running the state of Maryland into the ground. And before you take pat yourself on the back on the violent crime, let's not forget that President Trump has a hand in all of this. In fact, violent crime dropped sharply across America's biggest cities in 2025, according to Axios. Another resounding validation of President Trump's unwavering commitment to restoring law and order. Okay, here's the overall murders down 19%, robberies down 20%, aggravated assaults down nearly 10%. And the top cities with the largest drops in homicide rates, Orlando, Tampa, Denver, PG County, Maryland, Seattle, Honolulu, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Columbus, D.C., and Baltimore. And that has a lot to do with getting illegal aliens off the street, the gangbangers, the worst of the worst. But if you want to try to piggyback on that, Governor, well, go right ahead. And then, of course, well, stop me if you've heard this slogan anywhere before.
And to all Marylanders who are concerned about skyrocketing energy prices, I'm here to say with a loud and a collective voice, we hear you. And help is on the way.
Uh-oh.
That this year, let's work together to build a thriving energy market that gets more energy to the grid, that adds more jobs to the economy, and puts more money back in the pockets of working families. Let's make sure we're doing it right here in Maryland, too, so we don't need to rely on other states to keep our lights on.
So, if you don't know, Ed Hale Sr., a Republican gubernatorial candidate, has been using that slogan now for months. help is on the way. And I've never heard Governor Moore say that before. And somehow it worms its way into his State of the State address when it comes to skyrocketing electricity rates. Word thief, I believe. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
The BW Parkway southbound with pretty much the normal buildups anywhere from Arundel Mills down to Route 32. It's always busy northbound now from Powder Mill Road coming up to the ramps at 197. 95 has kind of settled down again. There was a wreck in the area between 198 and Route 32. The northbound backup is pretty much gone. Southbound at Route 32 was a little bit slow. That is also now improving. And now we're back to the Bay Bridge. Three lanes westbound, all three green arrows up through there. Two lanes eastbound, and really no circumstances now at all between Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and over towards I-97. The morning buildup should now begin to show up on I-97 southbound at Route 32. Yeah, all the normal delays on the Beltway now, the usual spot. Both the tunnels a little busy southbound, somewhere in the neighborhood of a little more than 10-minute delays with the lanes open on 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday, partly cloudy, 37 for the high today. It'll be chillier, though, because the wind gusts will make it feel back into the 20s as it did yesterday. We thought, oh, it could be a nice warm day at 40. Well, with that wind blowing, it wasn't so warm, was it? Overnight temps tonight, low 20s. It is going to warm up tomorrow, sunny and 40. Saturday, 50, and then rain on Sunday. For to round out your weekend. Right now, 29 and cloudy in Glen Burnie. It's 29 in Stevensville. Time for our Mega Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Speaking of surging bigger and better than ever before, U.S. employers unexpectedly added 130,000 jobs in January, surpassing the forecasts of 65,000 to 75,000, while the unemployment rate fell to 4.3%. Now, this is nearly double the forecast. While government payrolls shrink, government jobs are taxpayer-funded. That's the Democrats' bogus job growth. This surge, by the way, from the private sector. In other words, it's a real jobs number. Private sector, of the 130,000 non-farm payrolls added, 172,000 private sector jobs added in January of 2026. That is double and triple some of the expectations and the forecast. President Trump's economy is humming right along. Imagine if the interest rates were down where they should be. Unbelievable. A post on Truth Social about the governor's dinner in question. President Trump said the Rhino governor, that's Kevin Stitt, of the great state of Oklahoma, in which I won all 77 counties three times, incorrectly stated my position on the very exclusive governor's annual dinner and meeting at the White House. The White House intends to limit invitations to the annual business meeting scheduled for the 20th to Republican governors only. That is false. The invitations were sent to all governors, other than two, who I feel are not worthy of being there. I did not invite the governor of Colorado, who was unfairly incarcerated in solitary confinement, a 73-year-old cancer-stricken woman, a 9-year term. That would be Gold Star mom Tina Peters, for attempting to fight Democrat voter fraud, plus the foul-mouthed governor of Maryland, who fraudulently stated he received military medals, a lie, is doing a terrible job on the rebuilding of Francis Scott Key Bridge, and has allowed Baltimore to continue to be a crime disaster. I even invited the slob of a governor, J.B. Pritzker, and the horrendous California governor, Gavin Newsom, to the dinner, despite the terrible job they're doing. So, as usual with him, Stitt got it wrong. The invitations were sent out to all other governors, Democrat and Republican. I look forward to seeing Republican governors and some of the Democrat governors who are worthy of being invited, but most of them won't show up. Thank you for your attention to this matter. That was a shot across the bow there. And now, just to show that he's bipartisan in his criticism, a post on True Social, President Trump said, any Republican in the House or Senate that votes against tariffs will seriously suffer the consequences come election time. And that includes our primaries. Our trade deficit has been reduced by 78%. The Dow Jones has hit 50,000. The S&P 7,000, numbers that were considered impossible just a year ago. In addition, tariffs have given us great national security because the mere mention of the words has countries agreeing to our strongest wishes. Tariffs have given us economic and national security, and no Republican should be responsible for destroying this privilege. Six of them voted against President Trump, and they're going to get primaried, to say the least. He also talked about the problem of sanctuary cities.
Lindsey Graham is really hot on getting rid of sanctuary cities. I'm backing him 100%. Yeah. We got to do it. We're hot, and it's sort of the Security Act, you could call it, but we have to do it.
And do it. And the stock market, of course, has hit records now on two separate occasions and continues. The stock market exploding and retirement accounts are soaring.
When there was good news, the market went up. When there was bad news, the market went down. That's the way it should be. Goes up. Now, if there's good news, the market goes down because everyone said, oh, inflation. They're so, they have the yips. You know, golfers have the yips. They can't sink a 3-foot putt.
That's exactly what. And he also talked about if it weren't for the Fed and weren't for this, you know, this monetary supply control that the Fed has, the growth numbers, instead of 4 or 5%, could be much higher.
We should grow 15 or 20%, Larry. Every time we're growing, they stop it by announcing that, you know, we're going to raise interest rates and stuff. So we're going to do 5.4%. It was announced a Democratic shutdown, which costs us at least a point and a half.
That's an interview with Larry Kudlow on Fox Business. So the White House put out a statement yesterday. Don't be a panicking. We're winning, and we're not slowing down. Look at the stock market. ICE is hammering criminal, illegal aliens. We are ending the barbaric mutilation of children. The court victory is locked in a tough immigration enforcement, federal appeals court yesterday. Crime drops to a new record lows, as we just mentioned. Everyday costs continue to moderate. It's going to take a while to get all of them down. And the border remains sealed and secured. Speaking of which, the Border Chief Tom Holman will hold a press conference a little bit later on this morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, in Little Mogadishu. And President Trump has announced a presidential delegation to Milan, Italy, to attend the closing ceremony for the 2026 Olympic Winter Games. Kelly Loeffler, just one of many that will be in attendance representing the United States of America. And that's the way it went down, 389 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
/7:21, and again, if you want to look at appliances, whether I'm in the market for a new refrigerator, and I had to make some accommodations to my kitchen, we're in the process of doing that to fit the new one in, because they're much taller than the ones that went in 37 years ago. So I went to Mayor over at the Town Appliance, and he looked to see if he could find one that fitted, and he did, but one that my wife has her heart set on a refrigerator with French doors, so you know, you got to keep the wife happy. So we're going to have to modify the kitchen a little bit in order to get it. But I'll be going back in to see Mayor once we get that kitchen modified. And you should too, because they got over 70 different brands on display at Town Appliance. Five-star service, competitive pricing. They want you for a customer's life. So tell them I told you to visit. You got to see the showroom to believe it. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elk Ridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
7:22, don't forget, what to call Leader Thune and politely ask him to use the standing filibuster to pass the SAVE Act. This would require citizenship to vote in federal elections and a voter ID at when you do vote. And much, much more. And his number is area code 202-224-2321, area code 202-224-2321. 7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
JFX, not bad so far between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. We're looking at the inner loop right here at Greenspring, and the pace is actually pretty good. And then over towards the ramps at the JFX and towards 83, all the lanes are open. A little cloud cover again today, so that's helping the traffic south and eastbound on the Beltway. The outer loop northeast side delays now beginning, and the brake lights right here at Bel Air Road. So that's Bel Air Road to Providence Road. The west side is the usual spot from 795 as you're working your way south, eventually down to Frederick Road. So far, the southwest side of the Beltway has been in the clear, and we're looking at you live here. Lanes are open. Good trip right now on the Beltway on both sides right here at the ramp at the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Partly cloudy, upper 30s. Going to feel much colder due to the wind chill in the 20s. Tonight, low 20s. Tomorrow, sunny and 40. And the weekend, Saturday, looks to be the better day for Valentine's Day. Sunday, we're expecting some rain. Right now, 28 and cloudy in the city, 29 in Severn. Let's take a phone call here. Steve in Reisterstown, good morning.
Good morning. Sean, I think a big key to this is that will help with the midterms is getting the interest rate down. I'm out here all the time, self-employed. Construction is dead. Lowe's, there's nobody. Home Depot, no new project. I know there's snow, but we got to get the housing moving and inspirit people to work. And another thing, the fraud, there's not enough done on the fraud. There are some school rebuilds that are astronomical, double in price. And one more thing you're not going to like, and that is that I haven't seen the tariffs take effect on the debt. I want to see the debt clock move backwards.
Well, we have the deficit. That's the annual deficit, not the national debt, but the annual deficit. $600 billion has been taken off that on the annual deficit. So there is some movement there. And I agree with you. I'd like to see the national debt because it's even projected to be worse. But as far as the federal, the interest rates, you got to wait till too late Powell is out. And that's not in May of June when Kevin Warsh will become the new Fed chairman. Then I think you're going to see maybe a point and a half cut to kick it all off. And then the interest rates start. And hopefully by fall, there will be a housing, the housing starts will improve. And
But the emotions out here, when I'm amongst all my customers and all these people, the emotion is that people don't really see it or feel it in their pocket yet to feel. Now, the weather sucks, too, but yeah. It's just an emotion out here that people aren't motivated to be positive for the midterms.
Well, and Steve, thanks for the call. Wait till that emotion hits when they fill out their tax return. With the one big beautiful bill, because people are going to get much larger refunds this year as a result of the one big beautiful bill, and that is going to make people feel a lot better, believe me. All right, Governor Moore, still doubling down on solar and wind as the answer, the cure-all for our energy crisis.
It's time to double down on solar and wind and energy storage because that's where the jobs are and that's where many of the shovel-ready projects are as well. The Maryland Energy Administration's Community Solar Program is already helping to add 78 megawatts of solar to the grid. It's going to cut utility bills for at least 10,500 low and moderate income Marylanders. So now, we just got to scale it up. We also need to continue building a diverse energy portfolio that takes an all-of-the-above approach, and that includes assets like natural gas and nuclear power, because we need more energy and we need it now.
First off, the doubling down on solar wind, saying they're shovel-ready, I think, yeah, they should be buried. That's my definition of a shovel-ready, because you can't power this state on solar and wind alone. Can't do it, all right? And so I think that's number one. Number two, why is it always either racial or poverty. Notice he said they're going to provide relief to low and moderate income Marylanders. I think all Marylanders should benefit from competitive rates, low rates. Why are we always picking winners and losers in government? And I understand low and moderate income may have more of a difficult paying their bills, but I think every single Marylander should benefit from low electric rates. And then he had something to say about the data centers. Of course, MPRP never came out of his mouth. Mr. Governor, I stand with the people, never talked about the MPRP project, but he did mention data centers.
We are calling on the grid operator PJM to cap the price of energy for the next 2 years. We are also calling on them to incentivize new power generation and ensure that data centers will cover the price tag when they strain the grid. And today, I am announcing that in order to receive my support, new data center projects must hire local workers, they must engage local governments and communities, and they must cover the cost of their own power needs.
Yeah, and that's great. But you'd think, why are you allowing through the PSC the land grab of MPRP, where people's property, farms, businesses, and homes to be taken through eminent domain in Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties? If you just say that data centers have to, you can't control what happens in Virginia, but you can certainly say if there's a data center in Frederick, they're going to have to provide their own energy. I understand, I halfway agree that, yes, data centers should provide their own energy, but that should kill this this MPRP project and figure that out. But to this date, as we know, we replaced one guy on the Public Service Commission, but we'll have to wait and see what happens next. All right, coming up next, a trans terrorist strikes again, this time in Canada. It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thank you. Good morning. The Maryland Republican Party will hold a no more protest on the Eastern Shore today. The demonstration is scheduled to take place before Governor Westmore sits down with CBS for a town hall to discuss issues facing the nation and his vision for the Democratic Party. Organizers say they want to show the governor that accountability, transparency, and affordability matter to Marylanders. Republicans also say the governor is going against the majority of Marylanders' wishes with the unconstitutional gerrymandered redistricting map he's pushing in Annapolis. The demonstration is set to begin at 4 p.m. Eastern Shore. Democrats will be meeting up at 5 p.m. for a Yes to West rally to welcome the governor. The governor's town hall is scheduled to air on Sunday. And the Buddhist monks taking part in the Walk for Peace will visit the city of Annapolis this morning. The monks will leave Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium at 9 a.m. and walk to the Maryland State House, where they will be welcomed by Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller and Annapolis Mayor Jared Littman. The participants in the Walk for Peace started in Texas, and they've traveled more than 2,300 miles in 108 days. The Walk for Peace was originally meant to conclude in Washington, D.C., but it was extended into Maryland. And Baltimore City's Black History Month parade is scheduled to take place next week. Mayor Brandon Scott will join city officials, residents, and cultural leaders in honoring Baltimore's heritage and history for the second annual parade. Participants and parade viewers are encouraged to wear clothing that pays tribute to iconic figures who have shaped the nation. The parade will step off at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Utah Street at noon on Monday. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state, so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the Beltway West Side has been backed up even a little bit beyond 795. So with that, 795 southbound after Owings Mills Boulevard, when you get down to the bridge at McDonald Road, it's very slow there because of the slow draw eventually out onto the main line of the Beltway. So that's part of the reason that you have a backup there. Inner Loop at Greenspring is still filling in. The Parkville side is really slow between Bel Air Road and Providence Road. There's some flashing lights right here at the split from 95 northbound to the ramp to 395. There's some activity there in the painted out area. Not much of a problem, but southbound is kind of looking at it just a bit. So you'll have a slowdown there. 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, delays beginning right around Pulaski Highway now, and from there through the tunnel, taking about 20 to 25 minutes on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy, chilly, and brisk today with highs in the upper 30s, winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour, making it feel a little colder. Partly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
With Jackson Holliday out now for weeks into the season, what are the Orioles' options at second base? Option number one is Blaze Alexander, recently acquired from the Diamondbacks for infield depth, GM Mike Elias says.
Blaze Alexander is a very talented player, a lot of physical tools, can play basically every position on the diamond except for catcher.
The acquisition of Alexander, by the way, was made before the injury to Holliday and was motivated by an injury to Jordan Westberg, suffered about 3 weeks ago, a strained oblique that will keep Westberg out for some of spring training, but at least at this point, not from opening day. But that is a story to be continued. Meanwhile, the addition of Chris Bassett to the starting rotation complicates things for the Birds in a good way. Bassett slotted in behind Shane Bob is number four in the rotation, meaning Zach Eflin and Dean Kremer will now battle for the fifth starter spot. Speaking of Boz, an extremely high bar set yesterday for him from Orioles manager Craig Albanez.
Shane Boz's upside is a Cy Young Award winner, right? And, you know, the way you frame the question of, like, the stuff when he broke into the league, like, he still has that same elite stuff.
Yeah, we'll see how Boz does in the spring. Ravens making coaching moves yesterday. Kerry Colbert is expected to be hired as wide receivers coach per CBS Sports' Matt Zenitz. Colbert has been the Denver Broncos wide receivers coach for the past 3 years, spent two of those years working with offensive coordinator Declan Doyle. The Ravens also reportedly hiring Ben Kotwicka as a senior special teams assistant coach. The 51-year-old has been a special teams coordinator for 11 years with four teams. At the Winter Olympics in Milano Cortina, U.S. speed skater Jordan Stoltz attempting to build on his legacy.
Jordan Stoltz is coming. Now he goes to work on the inside corner. And here goes Stoltz, blowing right past Yanning DeBow. The best speed skater in the world flies to an Olympic record and the lead.
The 21-year-old American speed skating phenom wins gold in the men's 1,000 meter, setting a new Olympic record to go along with the world record he already owned. And how about this leftover, served hot right out of the microwave, I should say, from Radio Row at Super Bowl 60, Joey Porter Sr., the former Steelers linebacker, dishing about his former teammate, Big Ben Roethlisberger.
He's not a good teammate. Won the Super Bowl with him, but the person, he's just not a good teammate. Like, he knows that. Anybody in the Steeler building knows that. But we protected him because I've only won one Super Bowl, and that was my quarterback.
Don't you love it when years later stuff comes out? Absolutely. Can't get over that. More from Joey Porter Sr. later. Time now, 7:37. When we return, is 9 years enough for a college football career?
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF.
At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, our job is your satisfaction.
You know, in all fairness, before I tell you the story about this guy, it took me 8 years to graduate from college.
Yeah, but you weren't playing ball.
Right, no, I wasn't playing ball. You know, I didn't graduate until I was 26.
Right.
There was a hiatus in there. I went to work. I mean, there was a story, you know, which we'll deal with in a podcast, perhaps. But the story I'm about to tell you is a guy by the name of Solomon Tuliapupu, a linebacker for the University of Montana, started his career at USC. In his defense, he missed 3 years because of various injuries, knee, ankle, stomach, etc. And so now, after starting at USC, transferring to Montana, he's going to be playing in his ninth college football season, or he'll be eligible for his ninth college football season this coming season in 2026.
Well, assuming that he had 4 years of eligibility and those three injuries he redshirted or had a medical exemption, that would add three. That'd be seven.
That's seven. So the COVID years. Remember, that messed everything up.
Okay,
so this will actually be the last year that it's available.
Okay. Provided he doesn't get injured again, God forbid.
Yeah, right, absolutely. So, but I mean, and he's not the first one, by the way. Cam McCormick, I don't know if you remember that name.
Yeah.
University of Miami tight end, also completed 9 years of eligibility.
Is that the record? Do you know?
That is the record at this point.
9 years?
Yeah, 9 years in the college.
You looked that up already? Elias Sports Bureau, do they have that?
No, Elias Sports Bureau doesn't have it, but what you do is look up longest college football career.
Oh, did you put in ChatGPT?
Of course.
Right.
This whole thing is ChatGPT. What are you talking about?
The whole show is scripted.
I'm not live.
This is AI, folks.
Exactly. This is ChatGPT. And that is Stein on Sports.
Thank you, Stein on Sports. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's get some phone calls here. Steve in Ellicott City, good morning.
Yes. Hey, just wanted to comment on the energy speech that the governor gave. We're doing windmills. Windmills are 17th century Dutch technology. This is before the steam engine. This is crazy. They kill birds. They're monstrous obstructions to the beauty of the natural environment. And they're very difficult to dispose of.
Well, along those lines, Steve, Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, who's running for U.S. Senate for John Cornyn's seat, he is now citing companies in Texas that are dumping these big steel blades or whatever that are made in China. And, you know, you're right. They're hard to dispose of, and they're just, when they stop working or they get rusted out or whatever the case, they're just dumping them on land in Texas, and he's holding them responsible.
As I understand, the blades are generally made of fiberglass, and they do not deteriorate.
Right.
The other issue is I wanted to talk about the voter situation. Okay, so opposition to voter verification is what the Democrats are doing, is promotion of election fraud. If you don't know who your voters are, you don't verify that they're, then you're promoting fraud. And that's what we need to over and over again. These people are trying to promote an environment that facilitates fraud. That's the bottom line.
Yep. Oh, and those, look, a voter ID would make it harder to cheat. A lack of one makes it easier to cheat. Steve, thanks for your call. Richard is in Towson. Hello, Richard. You're on the air.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a little bit tired of everybody out here disrespecting Wes Moore. He's the best governor Maryland has ever had. The man wants to provide jobs. The man is helping Baltimore, and I think it's sick that you and your listeners are tracking him.
All right, well, let's take that apart again. That's a fair criticism. So what specifically, what actions that he has taken do you think would qualify as a great job for Maryland?
Number one, he's lowered crime in the city of Baltimore. He's rebuilt it.
How's he done that? How has he done that, Richard?
Have you walked around East Baltimore lately? Look at all the beautiful buildings that are propped up, and he's done a lot.
Well, I see a lot of vacant buildings that are eyesores as well. So I wouldn't.
You don't even walk Baltimore, buddy.
I do.
Down here where I'm at.
I thought you were in Towson.
Hey, you shut up! I'm the one that's talking here, man. You show respect to me in Westmore. Westmore is the best governor in Maryland history.
All right. Well, we'll see if he gets reelected. Richard, thanks so much for the call. Folks, this is an example of the unhinged left when they're let out of their cages and let out of the asylums. That's just amazing. So it's poor Richard. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about the transsexual opioid fire on a Canadian high school. I would say right now to Richard and others that Governor Moore's approval rating has dropped significantly. So the people of Maryland don't think he's doing a great job. Now, some think he's doing, I guess, partisan Democrats and lunatics like Richard obviously think he's doing a great job. But there are some who think he's doing okay. Others think he's doing average, and still others are thinking he's doing much worse. And so, again, Richard apparently is okay with the higher cost of living, taxes, vehicle registrations, permit fees, juvenile crime exploding. Our education system is crumbling, and the Key Bridge is still sitting in the water. Other than that, he's doing a great job. 743, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News right now. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you can email us. Did you hear that, Chuck?
I came in on the end of it and thought, who the hell's Howard?
did you put him up to that?
No.
All right.
But I wish I had.
Yeah, I know. Sounds like something you would do.
You got to have another side of the opinion.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Right or wrong. Let him scream a little.
That's right. All callers are welcome. We don't screen anybody out. There are some people we don't let on because they're just, they can't make a coherent thought, and or is every time they open their mouth there's some kind of racist or a profanity, but other than that everybody gets on.
Right. If Kurt's allowed, everybody's allowed.
True.
Oh man.
All right, how's it looking out there?
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Both the tunnels we're looking at you live now. 95 is beginning to slow back towards Moravia Road and Pulaski Highway. 895, the old Harbor Tunnel, is already at Pulaski Highway. So now we're in that group where we're starting to see 20 to 25 minute delays southbound, even though all the lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels. And moving out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel with heavy traffic, it's slow again here, going down towards 395. In the last couple of days, for no reason at all, it's just backing up on 95 towards 395. I'm changing the camera right now to look a little bit further south. And at the ramp at 395, there's nothing there. But really right after Key Highway, as you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, very slow from that point. Then it gets better after you leave the ramp area at Camden Yards. Beltway, yep, all the normal stuff. JFX is still running okay from Ruxton Road into the city county line. Winter driving, very hard on your vehicle. Stop in and see Bernie. Get everything checked while there's a lull in the action. Check your battery, your antifreeze, tires, belts, hoses, starters, thermostats. Do it all. See Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. Partly cloudy, upper 30s today. Feel chilly with wind gusts of up to 20 miles per hour. Overnight temperatures in the low 20s. And then Friday, sunny, 40. And Saturday's even nicer. It's going to be 50 degrees and then maybe some rain on Sunday. And right now, looking at 30 degrees and cloudy in Annapolis, 27 in Owings Mills. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. Mike in Aberdeen. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I enjoy your show every day.
Thank you, sir. Except for the occasional unhinged person who calls in and rants. And
I think that might have been an act. No one could be that mental.
Well, I don't know. Have you been hanging around some of these liberals of late? you want to go first, second, third, or last?
First, sir.
First? Way to go, Mike.
Great.
All right. Story one. An 18-year-old man from Oregon arrested earlier in the month in connection with alleged plot to carry out violent attacks against ICE agents. A manifesto found during his arrest for a group called the Cascadia Rangers Coalition described intentions of beheading agents and using their heads as trophies. Story number two, Loudoun County, Virginia, apparently governed by demons. The Loudoun County School Board staged a closed-door terrorism drill portraying parents as violent agitators while excluding the public from the demonstration. So now the parents are terrorists in Loudoun County, Virginia. And story three, an alarming new study of Minnesota high schools reveals that some Somali high school seniors are very good, very adept at learning how to commit fraud. Apparently, they've been learning in class. One school, Hennepin High School, apparently has been recognized for their students' fraud aptitude. Story one is the plot to behead and keep ICE agents' heads as trophies. Story two, Loudoun County, Virginia, training their staff to fight terrorist parents. Or story three, Somali high school seniors becoming adept at fraud while in school. All right, Mike, what do you think?
I think with an average IQ of 71, they're not learning anything like that. It's number three.
All right, Mike goes for number three. Kristen?
Yeah, sadly, even though the first two stories are horrific, I think they could be true. So I think I will agree. Number three.
Kristen for three. Maggie?
I concur. Number three. Fake.
Maggie goes along with the pack. And Chuckles?
Well, I might as well. I mean, I could abstain and go someplace else, but...
You could always abstain. It comes right out with a little soap and water.
Oh,
you do your job.
Oh.
I am. I'm a moderator, and I'm just trying to interpret what you mean.
Okay.
I'm confused.
You want me to send you some cryptic messages or something?
Yes, no, I always like your cryptic messages.
I know you do. It makes a phone call come back my way.
All right, so what are you voting for?
Three, please.
All right. You're quite welcome. Chuck goes for three. Everybody goes for three today. That's because that's our fake news story of the day. That's three in a row now. You guys are going to make me work harder now. Mike, congratulations. I'll put you on hold to get your prize. Thank you for playing the game. All right. It is coming up on 7:50. And Chuck, congratulations, you too, because even though you were contemplating abstaining, you did stick to your first, intuition. And
well, sometimes I like to just pick something else just to be different.
Right. But then you start, gloating when you win. So I don't know if
the record means nothing, Mr. Casey.
The record means
gloating that matters.
It's the gloating that matters, right?
Maximum gloatage.
According to some, looking at your record, no wonder it means nothing.
That's nice. Go ahead. We'll see you in 3 minutes.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Goodbye, Mr. Casey.
Goodbye, Mr. Whitaker. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, a serious subject, why they think in Canada or here in the United States, giving mentally ill people hormone blockers, puberty drugs, and the like so they can allegedly transition to another gender may not be a good idea after all. You're listening to Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through March 22nd, switch to Comcast Business and get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:52. It is now 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock here. Top of the hour, more from Governor Moore and his State of the State address. We got some, obviously, some text to share with this morning. Dear Sean, the Governor Moore is missing the cause of much crime. What gives rise to an underclass is culture, not poverty. That's a quote from Dr. Anthony Daniel. That's a great point, because the culture has become infected with rot. Joe says, does the Maryland GOP party record release their response to the State of the State address as the opposition party does after the presidential State of the Union? Yes, they do. I think there were two responses. I think Delegate Lauren Arakin and I think Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey gave responses yesterday. But audio not available for either one. I might be able to get the transcript and share them with you at some point. And Craig says the actual economic numbers from last year were not very good. Unfortunately, a lot of the numbers the Trump administration are stating are disputed by his own Bureau of Labor and Statistics. The annual revisions were not something to brag about. Well, let's remember, Craig, that last year's numbers really were on the shoulders of Chairman Joe. That's what Trump inherited from Biden. Let's look at the new numbers, and let's look at the GDP, shall we? The GDP has been awfully good in spite, I think the tariff has a lot to do with that. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
They're still working on a wreck in Prince George's County, northbound 95, as you're coming up between 198 and Route 216, especially in the service road. Tractor trailer was involved. There's not much of a backup on the main line, but the service road northbound was a little bit slow. There's no backup at all. Southbound right now was slowing earlier after Route 32. Just a typical ride, and the morning backup towards Annapolis, I-97 is slowing now right at the merge at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, upper 30s, wind chill in the 20s, down to low 20s tonight. Then we warm up tomorrow, sunny and 40, and the rest of the weekend. Saturday looks good. Sunday, not so much, with some rain expected in the area, so keep that in mind. Right now, it is 28 in Ellicott City and 27 and cloudy in Reisterstown. Take another phone call. This is from Blanca in downtown Baltimore. Good morning, Blanca.
Yes, and good morning. I had to call because I'm not quite sure where the individual lives, but I live here. I live in Baltimore City. The latest casualty of the Sheraton Hotel to be closing, and we had a gift card for the Cheese Factory, so I'm glad that we were able to eat there before they closed. And as far as being built up, the only thing built up is the armored vehicle that Mayor B.S. rides on. He wasn't there, this gentleman that called. He wasn't there 2 o'clock in the morning when they banged on my door because our car was being stolen. The person had opened up the hatch, was ready to steal the car, and my neighbors were actually able to help and make sure that our car wasn't stolen. So before anybody calls, they better freaking live in the city. They better be going through everything that we're going through, and instead of just calling and being unhinged. Because people don't realize that every business that leaves, that means that every family has no place to shop, and so they also end up leaving.
Yeah, and I was willing to have a spirited debate, or at least have a good discussion with Richard, but then he became unhinged all of a sudden and told me that I don't walk the streets of Baltimore when he was calling from Towson. And when I pointed that out, that's when he kind of lost it. Blanca, by the way, just out of curiosity, did you watch the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, of course not. Okay. Of course not. I'm not going to watch raunchy stuff. And this Ocasio person, I don't call him by what he goes. His last name is Ocasio. His own mother won't even listen to his music. I read in English and Spanish.
Yeah, I was wondering. Because we had somebody that does speak Spanish said that they listened, and it was horrific. It really was not family-oriented, and it was not appropriate for children, and that's a shame on the NFL. But thanks again. Yes. Appreciate the call. All right, bye.
Sure. The FCC? Sure.
All right, thanks, Blanca. We'll talk to you soon. All right, more trans terror shooter. One of Decana's deadliest school shootings has been identified as 17-year-old Jesse Strang, a trans teen reportedly on SSRIs. There they are again, folks. Killed 9 at the Tumbler Ridge Secondary School before shooting himself. Trans mental illness is a taboo subject. People are getting killed because of it. When mental health conversations become off limits for political reasons, innocent people end up paying the price. In this, the police had been to his home repeatedly for mental health visits. He was a former member of the school. He slaughtered eight, including a mom and stepbrother, and he's been seen holding rifles, an eerie photo. And he posted it on, but again, this was a biological male that either thought he was a female or was transitioning to a female, and this is still another yet in a long line of trans terrorist shooters, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police were observing his pronouns, of all things, and they made this announcement yesterday after they had pronounced him dead.
We're not hiding it. In fact, you're the first media to ask the question. I will say this. We identify the suspect as they chose to be identified in public and in social media. I can say that Jesse was born as a biological male who approximately, in the information that I have, approximately 6 years ago began to transition to female and identified as female both socially and
Look, and it is not, I don't care what the psychobabblers say or what doctors say, it's just a common sense thing. You don't give people suffering from mental illness to begin with any other drug that cooks their brains, alters their brains, or all of the above. And we're seeing, I think, it's just like they went after the mother of the shooter in Michigan. You remember that? A couple of years ago. They should be going after the doctors and the psychobabblers for this dude. Or whatever. 759, Vinny Steele's your home sold guarantee realty company, Vinny. And, of course, his a great number of agents and his company, they guarantee the sale of your home once you sit down and you talk about asking price, time frame, etc. And you come to an agreement, you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold. That simple. And how does he do it? He does it because he's got a database of nearly 13,000 buyers that are looking for homes. And so right now is a great time. We're almost in mid-February now. And in just another 4 weeks or what is or so, 5 weeks, we're going to be in springtime. That's the big selling time for homes. So get your home ready now. Find out if it needs repair. Find out what the appraisal would be. What do you want to sell it for? Once you agree, sign on the dotted line. Your home is sold. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or VinnySteele.com. We did get a text from one listener saying, Sean, please stop torturing us with Governor Moore sound clips. There's just one more, I promise. Just a couple more at the top of the hour. These are important audio bites that you need to hear coming from the governor of the state of Maryland. It's 8 o'clock here on Casey & Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Top Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Voter ID enjoys a lot of support among Americans across the political spectrum from left to right, according to the polls. But despite that, just one Democrat joined Republicans in passing a voting integrity bill in the House.
The bill, known as the SAVE Act, was approved on a mostly party-line vote. It requires Americans to present proof of citizenship when they register to vote and to show a valid photo ID before they cast ballots. Republicans say it's needed to prevent voter fraud. Democrats warn it will make it harder for millions of Americans to vote. The bill heads to the Senate, where finding 60 votes to get past filibuster rules may be difficult. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Ukrainian athlete's insistence on wearing a helmet and included photos of victims of Russia's war in Ukraine has resulted in him being disqualified from competition. Russia, meanwhile, continues its unrelenting attacks on Ukrainian cities, including the capital, Kiev, with homes and infrastructure damaged or destroyed, civilians injured or killed. The abrupt closure and rapid reopening of the airspace around El Paso International Airport has some of the locals hopping mad.
An audio from KFOX, El Paso Mayor Renard Johnson complained.
You cannot restrict airspace over a major city without coordinating with the city.
The Trump administration says it all stemmed from efforts to halt an incursion by Mexican cartel drones.
For any of us who live and work along the border,
Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez.
Daily drone incursions by criminal organizations is everyday life.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Investigators continue tracking down leads following up on thousands of tips and the Nancy Guthrie disappearance. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 142 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Snapshot from Progressive wasn't created for just anybody. Oh, no. We made it for you, gradual breakers. You keep your eyes on the road, so you've seen it all. As long as it all happened directly in front of you, like a Swedish masseuse, your foot knows exactly the right amount of pressure to apply to the brake. That's why your passengers feel totally relaxed with you behind the wheel and occasionally super sleepy. With Snapshot, safe drivers like you get personalized rates based on your driving habits. Sign up today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That morning backup on I-97 is coming down the hill from Benfield and coming out of Gambrels and Odenton. Everybody merges right there at I-97 at Route 32. And then after with the bridge at 178, it's running okay. And it looks like it's clear down to the merge at I-97 and Route 50. There's always a little slowing there at the ramp from Parole to go north on 297, and the lanes are open. Did notice some slowing here, and the ramp from eastbound 50 exiting onto Grove Boulevard, especially the right side of that ramp, is being delayed there a little bit. It's moving, but it's backed up, especially in the right lane. The straight-ahead traffic towards the Severn River Bridge is still running okay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy, chilly, and brisk today with highs in the upper 30s, winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour, making it feel a little colder. Partly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
32 degrees in Pikesville and 32 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The National Governors Association says its annual bipartisan meeting at the White House will move forward after the reversal of a decision to exclude Democrats. The NGA says all 55 governors of U.S. states and territories are invited to the February 20th event, but President Trump says that's false. In a Truth Social post, the president says two governors are not worthy of being there. The president did not invite the governor of Colorado or Wes Moore. Trump called Moore the foul-mouthed governor of Maryland, who fraudulently stated that he received military medals, saying he's doing a terrible job on the rebuilding of the Key Bridge and has allowed Baltimore to continue to be a crime disaster. And one of the drivers involved in 2023's deadly beltway crash that killed six construction workers was caught driving without a license in December. Malachi Brown pleaded guilty to negligent manslaughter in the crash and was released to home detention in 2024. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 381. The pick 4, 3215. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Mr. White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. My customers have immediate, noticeable, measurable improvement in quitting tobacco, alcohol, gambling, food, stress, PTSD, healing after surgery, menstrual problems, cysts, headaches, warts, thumb sucking, nail biting, grinding teeth, tics, remembering, taking tests, exams, studying, and more. For sports, golf, tennis, wrestling, baseball, basketball, archery, balance beam. I only help one archer and one balance beam. However, several thousand smokers. It's my two-session specialty. If you want me to help you, 410-661-1111. 410-26s and 5-1s.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. You know about the injury to Jackson Holiday by now, out for several weeks with a broken hammock bone. You know about Jordan Westberg's injury, an oblique that will at least limit him in Sarasota. And you also know about the addition of right-hander Chris Bassett to the rotation, a dependable starter with double-digit wins in each of his last five seasons. What we don't know yet is the progress that young Sam Bisaccia will make this year behind the plate. Being a dependable receiver and handler of pitchers, manager Craig Albernaz is aware that's a lot for a 21-year-old.
You know, in my opinion, the catching position is the most demanding position in sports, right? They have to process all the information for our pitchers. They have to, you know, receive well. They have to block. They have to throw. Then they have to go hit and also run the bases. So there's a lot on a catcher's plate, especially for a young catcher. And Sammy's embraced that.
Elsewhere in Birdland, the Orioles announcing their spring training guest coaches beginning on the 18th of February through March 13th in order. Adam Jones, Nick Markakis, Ben McDonald, Scott McGregor, Sam Perlazzo, although I'm not sure why, Brian Roberts and John Shelby will appear. Catching up with Hopkins Lacrosse as the Blue Jays have started 2-0 for the fourth time in 5 years following their 13-11 win over Towson on Tuesday, breaking an 11-all tie in the third and scoring the game's final three goals. Hopkins had beaten Robert Morris 17-2 last week to open the season. And finally, with Valentine's Day now just 2 days away, The Blast putting out a nice video on Reels yesterday about what Blast players have come to love about Baltimore.
What I love most about Baltimore is probably the people I've met so far.
Everything we're doing so far has been great. Crab dip, the water,
the people,
the food,
the team,
the Ravens,
Charles Point.
I'll say the people,
the fans.
Someone said the water, which is interesting to me. Coming up in 30 minutes, the grandson of Joe Gibbs building his own name in another sport. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680,
you're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Well, it's been an interesting morning so far with the number of folks calling in. And thanks for your emails, your texts, and your calls, no matter how unhinged they may be. 410-922-6680, our number, 1-800-WCVM-680. Coming up in this hour, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth in about a half an hour. We're going to talk about the session. We also had Pam Bondi versus some of the bully Democrats yesterday. But once again, we return to our top story here as the governor delivering his fourth and hopefully final State of the State address yesterday in Annapolis, where, you know, he likes to take credit for violent crime going down, but we still have an explosion of violent juvenile thugs on our streets and violent criminal illegal aliens, which he doesn't want to cooperate with ICE in removing off the streets of Maryland. But here's what he said yesterday in his State of the State.
The people of this state have come to learn that I have no patience nor tolerance for violent offenders. And our extraordinary men and women in Maryland law enforcement will continue to work with federal officials when it comes to getting violent criminals off of our streets. But,
there's a but.
But they will always follow the Constitution.
As if ICE agents aren't following the Constitution. Again, the Constitution gives the federal government is in charge of all immigration matters. And it's funny how the Democrats love to work with their federal partners, except when it comes to this. Because the scheme, and you'll hear it coming up in just a second, a couple minutes maybe, the scheme is to take however many illegal aliens are in this state and to register them and to grant them citizenship and to register them as voters, hopefully, for the Democrats. He did manage to try to take a swipe at Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., yesterday as well.
For last month, I stood with doctors and nurses at the University of Maryland Capital Regional Medical Center in Prince George's County. Washington, they told us, is making their jobs harder. Because the federal government went from data-driven research to choose your own adventure. So this year, I've introduced legislation to decouple the state's vaccine authority from the federal government's, because our vaccine policy will be led by science and not by internet conspiracy theories.
Now you get the dig there. Conspiracy kook, you know, vaccine denier, blah, 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 blah. But what he fails to tell you is that the state of Maryland is going to be in the back pocket of Big Pharma. Okay, that's why they opened the doors to AstraZeneca here in the state of Maryland. So Big Pharma owns Westmore, owns the Maryland General Insane Asylum, and that is why they're coming after Robert F. Kennedy Jr. With a vengeance. And then he said something interesting about Maryland's population is growing by leaps and bounds.
When we grow our economy, people will want to move here and live here. And we're already seeing what that looks like. Maryland's population is growing faster now than it has in a decade, and that is a good thing. More people are choosing Maryland, and that is a good thing. Yet, we need a housing supply that matches our aspirations.
So first, Maryland is the sixth worst state for out-migration. That means people leaving Maryland to go to other states. California, New York, Illinois, Massachusetts, and I can't remember the other one offhand. But we are the sixth worst. And if we're growing in population, that's because we welcomed maybe 250,000 illegal aliens into the state during the Biden years. And, of course, I did talk to some people in Jersey over the weekend, and they were considering moving to Maryland. Why? Because it's bad, but not as bad as Jersey, tax-wise. So I wouldn't hang your hat on that so quickly there, Governor. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
JFX, you're looking good here this morning. Ruxton Road down through the city-county line, good pace there. Very moderate traffic right now south of Ruxton Road. That's always good. The Beltway, yeah, still crawling. Most of the areas, it's all the normal stuff. Bel Air Road to Providence Road, the interloop through Pikesville, through Greenspring to the JFX, and it's still 795 to Frederick Road down the entire west side. But no incidents so far in that area. We're always concerned about that area where there's no shoulder available on the Beltway in the construction zone between Liberty Road and Security Boulevard. So far this morning, not an issue. Both the tunnels are still backed up. 20-minute delays plus both on 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, 37 today. Going to feel chillier because of the wind chill. Temps tonight, low 20s, sunny, and 40 tomorrow. Right now, 30 in the city, 30 in Glen Burnie. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time for our America's 250 updates. And it is brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. All right, let's take a look at what happened on this date in history. 1733, the American colony of Georgia founded by James Oglethorpe. In 1909, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People was founded by Moorfield Story, Mary White Ovington, and W.E.B. Du Bois. 1914, dedication ceremony held. The first stone of the Lincoln Memorial was laid. It took 8 years to complete the monument honoring the 16th president. In 1973, 116 POWs were flown from Hanoi to the Philippines in the first release of U.S. prisoners of war in North Vietnam. 1999, the United States Senate acquitted President Bill Clinton of impeachment charges. And in 2008, U.S. military official announced capital charges against six al-Qaeda members for their roles in the 9/11-2001 terror attacks. The admitted mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the others were detainees at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And that is a look at America 250, which happens this coming Independence Day. And we love marking it each and every morning at this time at 8:15. And brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
And, of course, we have a scheme that was announced yesterday in the State of the State Address by Governor Moore. And we'll play it for you, and then we'll discuss. This is something he's calling Citizenship Maryland.
And today, I am also proud to announce the launch of Citizenship Maryland. It brings together law firms, the private sector, and unions to make sure that Marylanders who are eligible for citizenship know that they are and can get the supports that they need. It's about helping our teachers and our nurses. It's about helping our National Guard members and our permanent residents, the people who help to keep us fed, the people who are running small businesses, the people who look after our children, the people who are looking after our parents. It's about helping the 150,000 Marylanders who just need a little extra support to get their American citizenship.
So these are the people that broke into our country. They crossed the border without documents, like many people do. They apply, they get in line to become legal immigrants to the United States. They do it the right way, they do it the legal way. And if you don't, you're then an illegal alien. That's a legal term, I didn't make it up. So what he wants to do here in this citizenship program, he wants to make sure that those that have violated the immigration laws of the United States, that they, and living in Maryland, he says 150,000, I think it's closer to 250,000, he wants to reward them for their breaking into our country by giving them citizenship or helping them with lawyers, with, you heard him, whatever it is. So, again, this is to reward the act of illegal immigration with this new Citizenship Maryland scheme. And that's what it is, folks. It is a scheme because Democrats, this is their voting block of the future, and they know it. That's why they oppose voter ID under the SAVE Act. That's why we have the governor of the state of Maryland talking about giving illegal immigrants citizenship here in the state of Maryland. Keep that in mind. It's 8:20 minutes after the hour. Joining me now on our big hotline, of course, Mark McVeary, the reverse mortgage answer man. He's got all the answers when it comes to reverse mortgages. Right, Mark?
Yeah. Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
We're doing fine. Thank you, sir. Look, do you run into a lot of homeowners that have both a first and second mortgage?
Yes, all the time. I mean, I run into a lot of homeowners with a first mortgage and a home equity line. And unfortunately, a lot of them are using the line of credit as kind of their bridge to cover some income shortfalls. I mean, and the problem is, what I'm seeing is every time you take a little here, a little there, it just increases what they owe. I just like to tell them, any of the listeners out there have a first and second mortgage and they're using the home equity line just to make their budget work, we should probably talk, because that's telling me that there's a cash flow issue. I mean, a reverse mortgage can pay off those loans and eliminate those required monthly payments. I was telling somebody the other day, I mean, I think people need to stop looking at a reverse mortgage as kind of the last resort and start looking at it for what it really is. It's a financial tool. In the right circumstances, it can be the right tool to use.
And speaking of being the right tool, almost everyone who owns a home has refinanced at some point. So the reverse mortgage, really, is it all that different from the refinance? I've always thought that maybe a better name for the reverse mortgage would be the last refi. What are your thoughts?
Well, that is sometimes what people call it, and they do call it the last refi. I mean, no, it isn't. It is a refinance. I mean, you know, that's what it is. And why do most people refinance? They refinance to put themselves in a better cash flow position. And that's exactly what a reverse mortgage does. It's a refinance that can pay off your mortgages and other debts and improve your monthly cash flow. Just like I mentioned before, it's a financial tool. It's a refinance, like you said, the last refinance without a monthly payment.
Yeah, and look, there's a lot of reverse mortgage ads out there, and we're inundated on a daily basis with the other reverse mortgage from national companies and spokespeople. Why should someone talk to you before they talk to anyone else?
I mean, one, a lot of the lenders are jumping into reverse mortgages right now because the regular market has slowed down. I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years. This isn't something I just added to my business. You know, I recently spoke to a client and talked to another lender, and I'm not beating them up, but the information they received wasn't accurate. I mean, every loan is different and experience matters. I mean, I know this area, so does all the team that you're going to be working with. You're not going to be doing things over the phone with someone in another state. We meet in person and walk through it. I mean, the other thing is out-of-town lenders have to understand the ins and outs of 50 states. I mean, I see some numbers that they provide people, and the recording costs are too high, which translates into higher costs for the homeowner. I mean, my focus is this area, and I know the guidelines inside and out. So if you're going to make a decision like this, talk to someone who does this every day and is in your area.
Yeah, good advice. So how do people get in touch with you, Mark?
410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Good enough. We'll talk to you soon. That's Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, day 23 traffic weather on the threes, and once again, the king of all traffic is back, Lugnuts Johnson.
Report of an accident in Pikesville now. We haven't confirmed it yet, but the report just came in. Old Court Road to the west of Naylor's Lane, and the indications are it might be a pretty bad wreck, so be careful there. Crossing Old Court at the Beltway and then coming over eventually towards Naylor's Lane and Reisterstown Road. We'll try to get some more information on that. Beltway continues, yep, with the normal delays. JFX, not a big deal. Both the tunnels are still backed up. We started with some early problems this morning. Still not recovering. Still backed up to at least Pulaski Highway and in some cases back to Moravia Road, both on 95 and 895. Tractor trailer wreck, they're still working on it. It's been there for a while. Northbound 95 after the ramp area at 198 coming up through Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for you Thursday into the weekend. Partly cloudy, upper 30s today. It'll feel chillier with that wind gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Overnight temps in low 20s, sunny and 40 tomorrow. Saturday will be 50. Sunday we're expecting some rain. Right now mostly cloudy, 31 in Millersville, 31 in Stevensville at 825. Let's take a phone call here from Otto in Bel Air. Good morning, Otto. Otto, are you there? I hear the radio on in the background.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
That's okay.
So, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And, I'd like to make the point that I think the media is somewhat complicit in promoting this fantasy that whatever you say you are in terms of your identity, that is, in fact, what you are. In reference to the Canadian mass murders, all the initial stories that I heard reported it as being an 18 or 17-year-old girl. And I said to my wife, well, that's unusual. They don't usually commit mass murders.
Right.
So I went online and I saw a picture of the person. I said, yeah, I don't think so. And then I found the name, went to that, and finally, yeah, trans. So I think media should use either a term like myth, male identifies as female, or fem, female identifying as male, not to try to convince us that, oh, yeah, well, it's a girl because he said he was a girl. You know, you might as well identify as a cat, and then the media can say a cat killed nine people.
Yeah, I think you make an excellent point. This is science. This is fact-based. And to kowtow or capitulate to this mental illness, especially law enforcement. I was shocked when I saw the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, you know, referring to it as a shame. Now, he was wearing a dress when he shot up the school. I understand the confusion that could cause at the outset. But once you found out who it was, then that immediately should have been identified as he's a biological male and uses his you know, male name. But even then, the RCMP and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and others refused to admit the obvious, that this was a biological male who was mentally ill, who had been you know, drugged up with all this puberty blockers, hormones, etc. And obviously that is, I believe, what contributed to this horrific incident. So you're right. The media is complicit. I refuse to engage in it because I just think you're right. If I can identify as another gender, I can identify as anything. A chandelier, a cat, a Cadillac, or all of the above. All right, Otto, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. It's 8:27 minutes after the hour. Coming up, Mackenzie Frost. We're going to talk about the General Insane Asylum and other bills besides 287 redistricting. That's been sucking all the oxygen out of the room. Pam Bondi versus the rest of the Democrat bullies in Congress. By the way, I don't know if you know, the Chinese state media is enchanted with gold medalist skier Eileen Gu. She's an American-born freestyle champion who turned her back on the United States to represent the genocidal communist tyranny at the Olympics. Chinese outlets are swooning when Gu fired back, or Ju, however it's pronounced, at President Trump for criticizing another freestyle skier, Hunter Hess, for his anti-American comments to the press. Remember, he called him a loser. Hess launched the war words on Friday when he said it was a little hard for him to wear Team USA gear because he wasn't the biggest fan of ICE and federal immigration law. And again, this is a talented skier, Eileen Ju. And she's apparently an influencer. She's a supermodel. She makes millions of dollars a year here in the United States in freedom. She says she's competing for China because her mother's Chinese. And yet there's not a single word of criticism about the Uyghurs or about other Chinese journalists that have gone that have disappeared, or the genocide that China commits on an annual basis. So I just wanted to get her name out there for you, Eileen Gu, or Ju, for trashing President Trump at the Olympics. She is a traitor, I think, to the United States for her actions. One thing, you want to compete for the other country, but that country is brutal. I'll tell you about Tim Kyle. Tim Kyle Electric will come out to your home and schedule your maintenance or repair of your heating system. And as we transition into spring in about another month or so, we'll start to turn into air conditioning as well. So get them out there. They'll take a look at your air filter, your switches, everything, your you know, tubing. Make sure it's all in place. It's working properly so that is efficient and it's not costing you an arm and a leg in addition to the already high rates that we're seeing right now. So call Tim Kyle, 410-876-9404. Tell them I told you to call. 410-876-9404. Or you can log online, timkylecompany.com. They'll come out to your home as soon as possible for your maintenance checkup. It's 8:30. Coming up next, Mackenzie Frost right now with news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Former Annapolis Mayor Gavin Buckley is planning to run for a seat on the Anne Arundel County Council. Buckley will be running in District 6, which includes Annapolis, the U.S. Naval Academy, and areas bounded by the Severn River, South River, and Chesapeake Bay. Buckley tells the Capital Gazette he's been a part of a great team and feels like there's still more he can do and more he can give. The current District 6 council member announced last year that she would not be running for re-election this year. Buckley is expected to face fellow Democrat Joe Tulin in the primary. In a statement, Tulin says he looks forward to lively discussions over the next 4 months about the future of the county's 6th district. Two women arrested for stealing items from a Carroll County CVS are allegedly part of an organized retail theft ring. Hempstead police say, in addition to the CVS, the women allegedly stole items from several Walgreens and Dollar General stores, focusing on cosmetic and beauty-related merchandise. Local police and law enforcement from other jurisdictions believe the same suspects are responsible for multiple thefts, and their investigation led to homes in West Baltimore. Several people have been arrested
arrested as part of the theft ring, including the Carroll County suspects. Police recovered more than 800 stolen items worth around $16,000. And a Baltimore man has been sentenced to 8 years in federal prison on drug trafficking charges. Marvin Miller pleaded guilty to possession and conspiracy to distribute cocaine. He was arrested in 2023 after the DEA began an investigation and conducted surveillance on a suspected stash house in Baltimore. After finding cocaine in Miller's car during a traffic stop, law enforcement carried out a search warrant at the alleged stash house and found more than 100 kilos of cocaine and nearly $672,000 stored in suitcases. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck in Pikesville, here's the update. Now, Old Court Road is closed in that area between basically the Beltway and Scottsdale Road and over towards the ramp and the intersection there at Reisterstown Road. We're getting some new information now. So they're saying now between Scottsdale Road and Reisterstown Road, that Old Court Road is now closed. It was a bad wreck there. May have been some ice on the roadway. We don't know. But that detour is now underway for the local traffic in Pikesville. Settling down just a bit on the Beltway. It's trying to get a little bit better, but still busy. 95 Russell Street, 395. That big interchange downtown is good. There's still some slowing and the heavy traffic still coming south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy, chilly, and brisk today with highs in the upper 30s, winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour, making it feel a little colder. Partly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the low 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Baseball news to start you off, and a lot of it. Mike Elias delivering a body blow to Baltimore baseball fans with the news on young Jackson Holliday.
A few days ago, February 6th, he was doing live batting practice here in Sarasota. Felt something in his right hand. It's a broken hamate bone. He's getting it removed tomorrow by Dr. Stephen Shin in Los Angeles.
Holliday will miss opening day and weeks of the regular season. Other injury news, Jordan Westberg with that now all too familiar to Oriole fans, oblique strain. At this point, should be back for opening day. And the Birds signing free agent pitcher Chris Bassitt yesterday, 1 year, $18.5 million. The 37-year-old is durable, having pitched at least 157 innings per year in each of his last five seasons. Ravens with two coaching hires. Kerry Colbert will coach the receivers. Spent 2 years in Denver with offensive coordinator Declan Doyle. And Ben Kotwicka will assist Anthony Levine Jr. on special teams. Other NFL news, former Jets first-round pick Daron Lee, eligible for the death penalty in his girlfriend's murder case. A Tennessee judge opting to keep Lee in jail without bond on Wednesday after his arrest last week. Maryland basketball now on a rare two-game winning streak.
Adams on the baseline. That one does count. Darius Adams is coming to life.
Brandon Gordon had the call on FS1. Sweet move by Darius Adams to the basket. But it was Andre Mills leading the way with a career-high 24 points. Diggy Coit had 19. Maryland 77-70 over the Iowa Hawkeyes. Maryland baseball to talk about. Sporting a familiar name these days, as in Gibbs. Case Gibbs, a freshman pitcher, grandson of NFL Hall of Fame coach Joe Gibbs. His late father, Coy, a former NASCAR driver, vice chairman of Joe Gibbs Racing, who played high school football at DeMatha, college football at Stanford. His older brother, Ty, is a Cup Series driver, racing on the sport's biggest stage. And now comes Case Gibbs, a freshman, ready to carve out an identity that's entirely his own. And finally, we certainly wish Lindsey Vonn well in her recovery. The downhill skier's arm hit one of the downhill gates, flipping her over, ending any chance of her Olympic comeback. But let's revisit that time back in 2007 when a French skier was competing in a World Cup race and took the gate to a very sensitive spot.
Through the S-turn. Oh, the gate to the groin for Yannick Bertrand, and you could hear it. And if you're a man, you could feel it. Oh, monsieur. The boys took a beating on that one.
Mm. Crossing my legs right now. Happy heavenly birthday to basketball legend Bill Russell, Hall of Fame center for the Glory Day Celtics, born on this day in 1934. On his 24th birthday in 1958, Russell pulled down 41 rebounds against the Syracuse Nationals. 3 years later, on his 27th birthday, 40 against the Philadelphia Warriors. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock on Casey and Company tonight. Fox 45, 5:30, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth, and Mackenzie joins us on our Newsmaker Hotline. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. How are
you? We're doing good. 1 month in now. To the Maryland General Assembly, and much of it has been dominated by, you know, the 287G, the unmasking, and the redistricting, and so on and so forth. But I do know there are other bills that are percolating out there. What's on your radar screen this morning?
Yeah, it would be difficult to tell sometimes. There are other things going. Much of the conversation has really centered on the redistricting and immigration. But, yeah, there are a lot of other things, especially when it comes to foster care and Human Services. There's a briefing today, actually, about the foster care system overall. They're going to have the Department of Human Services, as well as the folks behind the audit process, kind of talk to lawmakers about everything that's going on. And that's going to be thrilling because we know there have been so many issues within DHS when it comes to foster care. So we'll be curious to see what types of questions lawmakers really ask to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, you have Kanaya Ward, the 16-year-old, unfortunately left alone in the hotel. And that was a major scandal. And then you have the report of the 144 children that were left hospitalized because they had nowhere else to go. So, to your knowledge, has anyone introduced a bill to at least supervise, audit, or otherwise correct this situation?
Yeah, there's one bill that's been introduced by Delegate Mike Griffith, who's really kind of been at the forefront of this conversation. He's introduced the bill Kanaya's Law, or the Never Again Act, and that is set for a hearing now. And so, you know, prohibiting placements in hotels, which is a policy change right now, but Delegate Griffith has made it clear he wants to see that codified to ensure that that never happens again, and then put some more parameters around the workplace protections and background checks for these people who are doing the work. And I think that'll be really interesting to see how that comes out.
Well, it seems like every year we get some kind of bill regarding juveniles and the juvenile justice system. And this year, they're looking to change the auto-charging of juveniles as adults. What can you tell us about that bill?
Yeah, and we've seen this come up in years past, especially the last couple of years. And I will tell you, though, that this bill this year is a little different from previous years. Now this would have these charges, these kids facing these charges, go before a judge. immediately to determine where the cases start, whether it's in the adult court system or the juvenile system. And we've seen some significant pushback from state's attorneys all across the state who argue that the Department of Juvenile Services just isn't equipped to handle the influx at this point.
Yeah, as far as the intake, as far as the number of people or juveniles in the system, and then that means usually you got to slap ankle monitors on them, and we know how that has gone so far, right?
Yeah, the ankle monitor question, I mean, this seems to come up year after year, right? We have an unfortunate situation where the spotlight is on these kids wearing these ankle monitors, and that really gets to the other issue, too, that we're following, which is reportable offenses. And we've done several investigations into how this process works in terms of communication between school systems and the Department of Juvenile Services. Right now, the reportable offenses, you know, is something that if a juvenile is accused of a crime off campus, then the school system is made aware of it. But sometimes that information doesn't follow the child if they transfer schools. We saw that happen with Howard County just a few years ago. And then there's been a push as well to see if parents can learn about that information, because they often don't know if there's a child in their school who's wearing an ankle monitor. They don't know, and they don't know the history.
Mackenzie, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen a story of a elementary school child that shot himself accidentally with a gun brought to school. And then last week we saw the story at Wooten at a high school in Montgomery County, where a 16-year-old bought a ghost gun and shot another student. Any bills that address school safety and security, to your knowledge?
Not specifically that I'm aware of. This was brought up yesterday, though, by some House Republicans. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see bills introduced regarding that. But, you know, with now the fact that we're in almost a month into session, bills introduced late have a little bit different procedure. But if there's a will, there's a way. So these sometimes these deadlines don't really mean anything.
No, yeah. All right, well, Mackenzie's going to stay with us. Next up are the energy crisis, which is affecting all of us. And right now it's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Now here's Chuck Whitaker.
And again, this is a big wreck here in Pikesville. The report is that Old Court Road is closed in that area between Scotts Level Road and Reisterstown Road. However, I'm looking at the camera where Old Court crosses the Beltway, and it looks like some traffic is moving there. Not sure if they're getting all the way up to the accident scene or not, but they are crossing the Beltway right here at the bridge at Old Court Road. So we'll try to get a clarification on that. The Beltway west side, still with delays, 795 to Frederick Road, the Parkville side, the inner loop at Green Spring, all of that is the normal stuff. We're still more than 15 to 20-minute delays, and continuing with the very heavy traffic southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 weather authority forecast, partly cloudy, upper 30s today, but the wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour, where it's going to make it feel much colder. Tonight, low 20s. Tomorrow, sunny and 40. Right now, it is 32 in Annapolis and 31 in downtown Baltimore. Mackenzie Frost is on our Newsmaker Hotline, going in-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. Let's talk a little bit about energy. In his State of the State yesterday, the governor seemed to double down on solar and wind, although he did say he was going to take an all-of-the-above approach. What bills are circulating right now that could provide relief for ratepayers in Maryland?
Well, there's the immediate relief in terms of the budget proposal that calls for those rebates. Last year, remember, some people got those rebate checks or rebates on their bills twice a year. This year, the governor wants to add $100 million, which would just essentially be like one of those payments instead of two. But there's a lot of conversations. Republicans are frustrated, feeling like those rebates aren't enough. They don't apply to everybody, and people everywhere in the state are feeling this pinch. You know, HB 1 in the House is what Democrats are pointing to say this is going to help lower the bills for Marylanders paying these utility bills, but Republicans argue that that isn't really going to do anything. It really kind of curbs how much bonuses and salaries these CEOs and utility company leaders can make. Democrats say that that is a way to try and incentivize not doing some of the work to, you know, lead to these bonuses. But at this point, the rebates are the biggest thing that would be a direct impact. But again, not everyone qualifies for that. And I know that's frustrating for a lot of people.
No, sure it is. And then there's the other component. If this money's coming from the CEF fund,
yep,
that's already taxpayer dollars. So isn't it, in effect, yeah, the governor taking out of one pocket and putting it back in the other one?
Yeah, and I think that is something that people have been saying, because taxpayers have already paid that money, so they're essentially just giving them their own money back. And last year, these rebates were $40, and I think that a lot of people would look at their bill and say, what is $40 going to do when my bill is $700?
Now, we do know there's 11% excise tax proposal for ammunition and firearms. The governor said in the State of the State there would be no tax increases,
yeah,
or fees yesterday. Now, technically there isn't, because it hasn't passed yet. But is there anything else that you're aware of that would qualify as a tax increase or a fee increase?
I haven't seen anything specifically. I would caution to say, though, that, you know, the governor has made it clear no tax and fee increases, and the Senate president has said the same, but the speaker has not eliminated fees from the table. But every time I ask her about it, she says that she has to keep, you know, have conversations with the committee chairs. So I think that fee increases is still lingering as a possibility. Any other ideas, I think people are going to float them this year to see what the traction is like for next year, because I do think that next year the tax and fee conversation will be significant.
And yesterday during the State of the State, the governor mentioned the Senate president twice.
Yeah.
It looks like he's gone the charm offensive here. Any movement on his part that you sense at all on this redistricting bill?
No. No. The Senate president said yesterday he didn't believe the governor's comments landed as well as he wanted them to. And I think that we're just going to see this rift continue to grow and this divide get potentially even bigger.
Is his caucus staying together? I know Ellis has basically, yeah, expressed he's unhappy, but has the caucus stood with Ferguson?
So far, yes. I think that, you know, Senator Ellis is one person. There might be another person who's a little on the fence about it, but he hasn't been extremely outspoken yet about it. But overall, I think that the caucus is kind of standing together. Now, how long will that last if the pressure continues? I mean, we're seeing people from all over the country, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Andy, we have Eric Holder just came out yesterday talking about it, Jamie Raskin calling for the vote. So I think if more people start to pile on, I wouldn't be surprised if the pressure gets to some people.
We shall see. Mackenzie goes, yeah, in-depth tonight, 5:30, Fox 45. We'll be tuned in. Mackenzie, we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks so much. See ya.
All right. Have a good day. 8:49, time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
I remember it was last week we told you about the young boy in Australia who swam for 4 hours to save his family when they got blown out to sea on their paddleboards last month. Rescuers eventually found them over 8 miles out. And remember, he had to swim 4 miles to get back to land because he was in a kayak. If you remember the story correctly, he was in a kayak. They were on paddleboards. They got swept out to sea. And he tried to kayak back to land. His kayak flipped. And then he had to swim the rest of the way, 4 hours. And when he got to land, he then had to run for 1 mile to get to a telephone. And we do have the 911 call. They just released the audio of the call he made. It's just crazy how calm he was. Here is Austin calling the authorities in hopes of rescuing his family.
My name's Austin, and I'm outside the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I have two siblings. We went out on a kayak trip, and we got took out to sea, and we got lost out there. We couldn't get back to shore, and Mum told me to go back to get help. And then I haven't seen them since. I think they're kilometres out in sea. I think we need a helicopter to go find them. I think I need an ambulance because I think I have hypothermia.
Mum is out there with kids as well, is that right?
Yeah, and I don't know what their condition is right now, and I'm really scared.
Wow. And just how calm and cool and collected he was. Had to be exhausted. 4 hours swimming. And then however long it took to run a mile, another 10, 15 minutes, whatever it was. Just incredible. Feel Good News brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Blair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore DOCO's multifunction printers. Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at MyDOCO.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
You want to hear the scandal of scandals? You watch the Puppy Bowl? Apparently one of the stars of the Puppy Bowl died months ago. It wasn't even live. And the dog wasn't even live. Tegan, the adorable pooch from Puppy Bowl 29. I want to know why the Team Fluff member was allowed to pass on and the performance to be aired when the dog was dead. This is scandalous. This should rock the dog world.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic weather on the threes once again. Last report of the morning. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Well, we knew something was going to happen in the last couple of minutes. An accident in the right lane of the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So with that, we only have a single lane in the right tube. Both the left-hand lanes are open going into the left tunnel as you're coming south. So that is a viable option there. But we're backed up again because of the right tube having a problem all the way back towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So that delay will continue, and that'll force some traffic over to 895 as well. So hopefully they're going to get this thing out of here pretty quickly. But right now, we're losing the right lane of the right tube southbound. Keep in mind, if you're in Pikesville, there's a bad wreck on Old Court Road to the west of Reisterstown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, 37 for the high today. It's going to feel chillier based on that wind. Tonight down to low 20s. Tomorrow sunny, 40. Saturday, we're looking at 50. And Sunday, maybe some rain. And right now, 28 and cloudy in Reisterstown, 33 in Ocean City. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. Of course, just like you, I'll be talking about the state of the state.
The state of the state. Yeah. What was your overall impression?
Well, there were a lot of fibs. I'll call them fibs, but they were really lies from Governor Westmore. I thought, you know what, for what he had to work with, he did a great job. Because he couldn't list one single accomplishment. I listened live. I was waiting for him to give us an accomplishment. Didn't have one. And then the Francis Scott Key Bridge, did you hear where he says this is the fastest moving, largest project in America?
Why you say anything? It was the fastest rebuild in America.
Yeah, I'm thinking, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
And then I thought about it. I was like, well, maybe he can say that because maybe this is the largest rebuild right now, currently. So even if it's moving at a snail's pace, it's still the fastest, right? Yeah. I thought this guy is a joke.
I didn't hear a lot about how he was going to make the business environment better in Maryland how he's going to make it more affordable for retirees.
He didn't really message the deficit. He didn't mention the deficit at all.
No, the structural deficit was completely ignored.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, he brought up redistricting. I love the fact that some people did actually boo with that. I thought it was interesting.
That was 5 minutes in.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And I heard... And I, you know what? I think I saw, I heard it from Mackenzie Frost when she was explaining that Senator Bill Ferguson didn't look too happy when he brought that up.
No, in fact, she just told me moments ago that that redistricting bill is not going anywhere.
No, it's not. It's not. And that's great news. But anyways, we'll get into all of that. I just thought there were so many things that he said where you could tell where he was trying to dance around the truth. So whoever wrote the script, you know, did a bang-up job.
Well, he said it was ChatGPT at one point.
Yeah.
then he said he was kidding.
I saw that, too. And I thought to myself, I was like, no, if it was ChatGPT, we would get the truth.
That's true.
It would that be is more true. Accurate. Yeah.
So, you actually get facts instead of fiction.
Exactly. So that's how we know it wasn't ChatGPT. Well, anyways, we'll talk about that. We are going to talk about the SAVE Act that it did end up passing the House down there in D.C. And then Tory Snow in the Know, he'll join us at 10 a.m. to talk about his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. Of course, you know, I have to talk about Pam Bondi and her performance as well.
Yeah.
You know, I got chewed out on the show when, remember she had all this information, she was going on Fox News, she said, oh, I've got all these files on my desk, we got more files on a truck coming from New York, and I said then that it might be time to replace her.
Right.
We ran a poll here, and everybody was against me on that one, but right. I wonder if they feel that way now, because I still, you know.
I saw a poll yesterday on X Fire.
Yeah,
I mean, it was,
I still
even close.
Have confidence in her.
Wasn't even close. I mean, yeah. she brought her A game. She went on the offensive, but
it seems so emotional.
Yeah,
you know, if that was Senator Marco Rubio or Secretary Rubio in that position, it would not have gone down that way. I think he's really better at just like kind of like the quip. He's like really witty, but he wouldn't have been so emotional and physically agitated.
Yeah, we had, got some of her exchanges here. We'll just play in a couple of seconds. But, yeah, you're right. It just, she had an axe to grind, and she showed it yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that more coming up next.
Kim Klesick live next at 9 o'clock. Speaking of Pam Bondi, she went at it with Jamie Raskin of Maryland yesterday.
45 seconds, Mr. Navin, please, Mr. Chairman.
Answer. I
mean, you can let her filibuster all day long, but not on our watch.
Reclaim?
Not on our time. No way.
Reclaim?
I told you about that, Attorney General, before you started.
You don't tell me.
No, oh, I did tell you because we saw what you did in the Senate.
You're a lawyer. Not even a lawyer.
Committee will be in order.
In the case you didn't hear, she goes, you're washed up. You're not even a lawyer. And then Jerry Nadler was on the receiving end of a little bit of a Pam Bondi can of whoop, you know what.
I'm going to answer the question.
Answer my question.
No, I'm going to answer the question the way I want to answer the question.
No, you're going to answer the question the way I asked it.
Chairman Jordan, I'm not going to get in the gutter with these people, I'm going to answer the question.
And you know how I feel about these hearings. When nothing ever gets accomplished out of any of these hearings, this is both sides, you know, playing to the cameras for fundraising to satisfy their base. We very rarely get anything out of these stupid hearings. But I do like the Trump offensive in that if you're going to attack the person at the hearing, they come loaded with information as to how you voted on a certain situation. They fire back immediately. Now, the manner in which she's firing back, we can debate whether or not her manner was, as Kim just said, she was a little emotional. Maybe Rubio handles it differently. Maybe Scott Bessent handled it completely differently last week. So I thought he was very effective. And she was a little indignant. But you know what? You're not going to sit there for 4 hours and be attacked by these bullies in the Democrat Party and not fight back. So I don't fault her for that. I just think these hearings are a complete monumental waste of time. It's good entertainment, though, right? All right, that's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. on CBM. Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the House, and I'm sure there'll be more repercussions from the governor's state of the state, and we'll hope to hear from you then. Until then, stay tuned for Kim. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops, and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.